The Breeze, 94.5.
New Tech pregame show continues with the starting lineups now. Blue Hill lost the toss. Well, I shouldn't say that. Sutton won the toss. They want to receive. And so here's the Sutton offense. Lance Spongberg, Jr., will start at quarterback. Fullback is Dustin Hahn. He's a junior. At halfback, Andrew Sheridan, a senior. Nels Johnson, wideout, is a senior. Reed Wiebe, the other wideout, is a junior. The tight end is Tyler Keenan. He's a junior. Matthew Betcher is a senior at the right tackle. Right guard is Luke Drudik. The center is Max Olsen. He's a sophomore. Tyler Grease is a junior left guard. Left tackle is Michael Cox, and he is a junior. We're going to kick it off here a couple of minutes early, so I'm going to rush through this kind of. We'll set the Blue Hill defense. Trenton Jordaning, a junior at defensive tackle. Jeremiah Kruger, the other defensive tackle, is also a junior. Kyle Manns at defensive end, a junior. Matt Framer, a senior, is a defensive end. Linebackers are Chase Hofferberger. Hofferberger, Trent Kolacher, Garrett Sharp, and Kelly Fayman, your linebacking core across the defensive line. And the cornerbacks are Brad Kumke and Shane Fayman. Derek Poe is the senior free safety, and Derek also is the starting quarterback for the Blue Hill Bobcats. I want to get that in real quick because we got a little bit ahead. We got behind the clock, and now they're kind of holding things up here. The teams are lined up. Blue Hill is about ready to do the kicking.
Max Framer.
Giving the ride will be
Matt Framer.
And the ball comes down inside the 5-yard line. Coming back this way is Wiebe. He's across the 20, 25. Wiebe up to the 30-yard line. And he is tackled there by Tyler Keenan, the junior from Blue Hill. So it'll be first and 10 just outside the 30-yard line. Thank you. Just outside the 30-yard line for the Sutton Mustangs.
Wiebe took a high kick from Framer and bobbled it a little bit, but he caught a little bit of seam and got some good yardage right in the middle of the field and have just passed the 30-yard line.
So Sutton comes out into a shotgun with three men in the backfield. And Andrew Sheridan is going to take the snap, even though he was not listed as the starting quarterback. He fakes the pass, keeps it himself, brings it down. He's got running room almost to the 45-yard line. And a first down on the first play of the game, of the first play of the game coached by Steve Raymer. So first down and a first down.
Yeah, Sheridan, I tell you, just absolutely took that. That was a call play from the beginning. He got the snap, took the seam right up the middle, picked up a couple of really nice blocks. And if it weren't for Derek Poe, the free safety back there, he would have got a lot more than that. But as it is, first down near midfield.
Austin Rapp wide out to the right side now. I formation and a strong side formation shown to the right. Handoff given to the running back, Trey Seebeck, and Seebeck gets across to about the 50-yard line and just noses it into Blue Hill territory at the 49 of the Bobcats. So second down and four to go, two plays, and about 18 yards for Sutton.
Seebeck just took the simple handoff, went over to the right side. Again, they're getting some good blocks off that Mustang line, and it's really getting some good yardage for the Mustangs this time.
Seebeck stays in there as the tailback. The up man is Dustin Hahn. Under center this time is Sheridan. Bobbles the snap, hands it off though to Seebeck, and Seebeck falls forward for a couple of yards anyhow. It'll bring up third down and two for the Mustangs.
Yeah, again, similar play over to the right side. They're just following that right guard, and he just falls forward. Blue Hill making some adjustments now to try to fill in the middle. That big pursuit defense for the Bobcats is pretty notorious for tightening up as the game goes.
Third and about two from the 47, call it, of Blue Hill. They break the huddle. The Mustangs in all black with white striping, white helmets. Blue Hill, white jerseys, blue pants, black socks, and blue helmets. Whistle blows. Timeout's going to be taken by the Sutton Mustangs, and we will do the same. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week. 10:13 to go on the first period clock. No score. Sutton on the drive. We'll be right back.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Bronze Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Bronze Pharmacy, your Blue Hill good neighbor pharmacy.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Third down, fourth down, and about 5 yards to go. We're late rejoining on that break. A muffed snap, and the quarterback for Sutton, Andrew Sheridan, was sacked with good penetration by Blue Hill, and the Bobcats now force a fourth down at about 6 yards to go. The ball is back in Sutton territory, and it looks like Sam Grease will come in and do the punting to try and pin Blue Hill back deep in their own territory. Sunny, beautiful afternoon here for high school football, the fastest season of the entire year is the high school football season. We start out with these gorgeous days and end up in the winter. Yeah, good snap. Good penetration by Blue Hill. Good kick coming up and taking it for the Bobcats is Fayman. Shane Fayman gets it out to just inside the 25-yard line. Good coverage there. And in on the tackle is Matthew Betcher for the Sutton Mustangs.
Yeah, looking at that, the Bobcat defense did a great job. Once they got to midfield, they just kind of tightened up, forced the punt, and now the Bobcat offense, which is pretty potent in its own right. It'll be nice to see Derek Poe in that, that quarterback position for the Bobcats. He's kind of untested. He did take a few snaps last year, but we'll get a good look at him all this year.
Poe is a senior, 165-pounder. He stands in back of the center. He's going to take only about a three-yard snap. Two men in back of him. Sets the man in motion with a prompt from the leg, and the handoff goes straight up the middle on a counter tray. Comacher. And Trent Comacher, the junior, doesn't get much at all. So Sutton is showing some good stuff on offense and defense here in the very early going of this 2010 football season.
Well, I tell you, Sutton's front line, that defensive line, just made a nice little lateral shift to the right and just blocked everywhere that Trent Comacher was trying to go.
They spread it out again. They've got two wides to the right side. A slot man on the inside is Ben Court to the right. Again, Deuce backfield in back of the quarterback, Poe. They flip it to the left side now. A good penetration again by Sutton. That time coming up on the ball carrier was Reed Weeby, the linebacker at 185 pounds. And Blue Hill is testing but not finding anything right now.
Reed Weeby just made a good coverage on that pitch. Once the pitch was made, he was in perfect position. It was a good one-on-one tackle, and he made a sure shot of it and dropped the Bobcats back. And what are we looking at, third and nine and a half?
About nine for the Bobcats as they face long distance here. Poe, again, back in kind of the minigun. His trips wide to the left side, one single man out wide to the right. One man in the backfield gets the option flip, goes wide to the right side, and he's going to be tackled for about a four-yard gain. That was Jarrett Kruger. He's listed as 120 suspect pounds. I don't care. He's more than 120 pounds.
And he's a little bit slow getting up right now off the pitch.
So it's going to be fourth down and 4 yards to go. So Blue Hill will turn it back over to Sutton on the punt. And we've had two exchanges here, both teams testing each other out. Gosh, Blue Hill must have had a heck of a time figuring out what to prepare for with Sutton. Sutton held all the cards in the pregame preparation when you get right down to it.
Did.
Low snap. Punt is up, though, and a nice one, high one, taken inside the 35-yard line by Sutton on a fair catch, Justin Hale. And it'll be Sutton first down and 10 just outside the 30-yard line at about the 32. So their second possession starts at the 32-yard line with 7:14 to go in this first period of play. You got no score. We're just underway. 5 minutes into the 2010 football season.
Feels good.
How about that?
Yeah.
Took me a while to settle in, you know. 32-yard line is where we sit now with Sutton. And this time the formation shows the quarterback way deep, almost like he's in the punt formation. See where the snap goes. No, wait a minute.
They got
Schomburg
in.
Schomburg is in under center. I'm looking for Sheridan, who took the snaps last time. Schomburg took the first snap and had to fall on it. So that's a wasted down. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go.
That's one thing that Coach Reamer was talking about. He's going to switch things up. You know, you win two games in the last 2 years, or four games in the last 2 years. It's just not acceptable for Seth. He's going to switch things up a little bit.
All right, so Weeby comes out as the wingman on the left side. The up man is Hahn. This time the snap is clean, and the delay goes to the tailback, Seebeck. And not much going there, as Blue Hill relies on what's brung him for the last 5 years, and that is pretty stout defense.
Yeah, the Bobcats definitely not building on that. That middle side of the defensive line coming up big, giving those linebackers some clean shots to come in and stop that run before it even had a chance to get started.
Down 3, 9 yards to go. 6:18 on the clock, and it is ticking down now in the first period of this 2010 football season. Under center is Schomburg. Back to pass, straight back. Got a man in the flat. His Weeby whistles blow.
Yeah, we got some movement on that Sutton Mustang line. That front line twitch just a little bit.
Isn't that the way it is? You know, you come out and you don't know how your team is going to do, and they do pretty well in that first possession. And then they go, I can't believe we did this well. And they start to double think it a little bit.
Exactly.
You know?
And the penalties start coming. And the other thing you hate to see is you hope that they've had enough time to get conditioning in, because typically this time of year we see a lot of, you know, pulled muscles and you see a lot of cramping and things like that. And hopefully we've got everybody hydrated and everybody well conditioned out here.
Well, toward the end of the game will be the tale of that. But it is a very pleasant night for football. Weeby split out wide to the right side now. Under center again is Schomburg. Deep man is Sheridan. The up man is Hahn again. Back to pass is Schomburg. Again, in the flat, he's got Weeby. Hook and ladder. And he goes back to Sheridan. Sheridan doesn't get much, as it didn't fool Blue Hill one iota. Coming up on that was Shane Feynman. And the down and distance now is fourth and about seven to go. So they tried a little razzle-dazzle there as Weeby pitched it back to Sheridan after the pass completion in the flat. So it's a punting situation. Sam Greason, again, he's standing at about his 20-yard line. Kruger is back. Feynman is back. Shane Feynman is back, standing in double safety at their 30-yard line. Good snap. Good kick. End over end. Fielded inside the 30. Here comes Feynman back the other way. 35. Jukes to the 40, 42-yard line. And tackled there by Tyler Keenan for Sutton. So Blue Hill gets a little bit of the field position back. And they're going to start at their 43-yard line with 5:29 to go in the first period of play.
That's a testament to what good defense can do. You keep them, keep the offense under control. You win that battle of field position, and now you set your offense up looking really nice, just short of about 5 yards short of midfield.
Two possessions apiece, four punts total. Poe in a quarterback. Slot man to the right side, wideouts both ways. And the handoff goes to Kruger straight up the middle. He'll fight his way for 3, 4, maybe 5 yards. We'll call it a long four and see where they spot the ball. He's tackled in there by Luke Drudick. Second down, we'll call it 6 yards, so he'll get 4 on the carry.
Yeah, good run for Kruger. He picked up some nice blocks, split the seam, and got in there, and credit the linebacker core for Sutton for stopping that from going further.
Blue Hill looks like they're just going to play basic, let the defense hang in there for a while and see what develops with Sutton. Again, short shotgun formation, handoff on the delay goes to Trent Comacher, and he is met right at the line of scrimmage. Doesn't get but maybe a half a yard as he spun, and there was a nice grab there by Tyler Grease and brought him to the ground. Third down and 5.
Dustin Hahn made some good penetration on that for that snap and got in and caused that little rush and that little stutter step for Comacher and allowed the rest of the linebackers for Sutton to step forward.
Garrett Williams comes in a wide out, goes split to the left side. Brock Kumke is wide to the right side. Two men in the backfield with Poe. Slot man is to the left. Calls out the signals. Again, handoff on the delay, and it is about a 2 yard gain there as Trent Comacher again took the handoff straight up from Poe. And Blue Hill will be satisfied with gaining a little field position if they can defend on the punt here. It'll be fourth down coming, 4 yards to go.
Yeah, that Bobcat offense just running straight forward. They tried a couple outside earlier in the series, but boy, just up the middle football.
They're just testing things out here, see what's going on. Justin Hale, who's in the deep position along with Reed Wiebe, standing about their respective 10-yard lines. The flag goes down here, and we'll see what that's all about.
You got 12 men on Blue Hill, looks like.
Didn't I say 12-man football earlier?
You did say 12.
Maybe they got that memo.
They got 12 guys standing out there right now.
Matthew Betcher.
Let's see who's going to come out.
Try that again. Josh Norris, it looks like. Is that right? No, I'm wrong again. That's Matt Thramer in to do the punting for Blue Hill.
I haven't seen anybody come off the field yet. Do I see 12? Or is this...
Everybody count off.
That's 12.
Can you double penalize people?
They're going to get out
of the timeout being taken by Blue Hill until they get their act together here. So a little early season, I thought I was on the special teams kind of deal. So let's take a one-minute timeout here. You're listening to the Game of the Week, high school football. Sutton hosting Blue Hill, no score. 3:37 to go in the first period of play. We'll be right back.
Trust all your auto body shop work to RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill. RP's Body Shop does the job right the first time. At RP's, they feature baked automotive finishing for a factory finish. And if it's auto glass you need, RP's is the place to see. Located half mile east of Blue Hill, call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop, proudly supporting the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Rock and Tracy wish the Blue Hill Bobcats best of luck.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It'll be first and 10 at the 18. Thramer's punt went out of bounds. It was a nice punt. And so with 3:30 to go in the first period of play, Sutton starts with their worst field position at about their 18-yard line. So Blue Hill will slowly but surely try to establish that field position game. Under center again is Spongberg now. They've got wingman to the left side, and he's going to get it on the reverse. It's Wiebe coming up this side of the field. He's across the 20, up to the 30-yard line, falls forward to the 34. We saw Wiebe in the early going, Rob, and he looked like he could run, and he turned the corner that time.
Yeah, Wiebe, I tell you, he's got some good speed, and he's got the long legs. He's sitting here listed at 185, but, boy, he just had some good moves getting around the outside. Once he had the corner, he had those extra yards, got the first down, and some good yards to go with it.
So Sutton showing a nice multiple offense here. That time, the first time with the wing back around. Now they got one wide out, and Wiebe is the wing on the right side. They hand it off, though, to the tailback. That's Sheridan this time. He spins and doesn't get much. Blue Hill comes up and gives him a pop right at the 35-yard line. So that'll be a gain of maybe a yard, and that'll bring up a... They've got third down, second down, and 8 yards to go.
Yeah, Sheridan just ran right into Matt Thramer. And Thramer, I remember from last year, is a very solid ball player, and he has done nothing but get better. I mean, he is a solid ball player. That guy's got a pretty good future as a wall for the Bobcats, I'm telling you.
All right, clock ticking down now. We're 2.5 to go in the first. No score. Sutton, Blue Hill kind of feeling each other out here. Sutton with a brand-new coach. Hand off on the counter to Wiebe again. He tries to go left side this time. He got nothing. In fact, he lost probably 2 yards on the play. They may mark him all the way back inside the 35. Let's see. Now they're going to let him have progress at the 35. And so it's still third down, or it is third down now, and still 8 yards to go.
Yeah, Trent Comature just made a good wrap, and he was just not going to let go. And by the time the rest of the Bobcats realized what was going on, they had all kinds of time to set up and unload right there.
You're just joining us again. Sutton, which has had 4 wins the last 2 years with a new coach who comes in with a career record himself of 109-54. Back to pass. And Spongberg, the ball knocked away by Thramer. And that'll bring up fourth down and 8 yards to go. Nice defensive stand there by Blue Hill after giving up some yardage on a wing back around, bowed their necks and didn't let any more yardage come across. And it'll be a punting situation now again. Sam Grease, standing inside his 25-yard line, will punt to Kruger and to Feynman. Twin safeties at the 30, almost identical to the punt two possessions ago. Shadows crossing the field now. Good snap. Good kick. And it's an end over end. And again, Feynman's going to take it. This time 35. Jukes at the 40. 45. Feynman at midfield, inside midfield. Flag down. It's a nice return by Feynman, but I think we've got a block to the back at about the 45-yard line of Blue Hill. That could march the Bobcats all the way back to inside the 45, maybe the 35-yard line.
And I think that's exactly the case that we're going to see this here.
Push to the back.
Yeah.
And so nice return by Feynman, negated to a certain extent to that block to the back. But everybody's twisting and turning out there. What are you going to do? Clock stopped at 127, so Blue Hill will get it first down and 10, but exactly where they spot it, it looks like it'll go inside the 35, as we suspected, to about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, that's another one of those wasted penalties that you get, those useless penalties that you got to get rid of in the preseason, because the block in the back had nothing to do with where the play was going. So it pushes the Bobcats back deep in a hole now. They had good field position in their own, or across the Mustang territory, and now they're settled deep at about the 33-yard line.
Poe, standing about 4 yards back of the center, has a slot man right side, and a handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Poe takes it across the 40, spins to the 45, nearly midfield. Derek Poe on a quarterback keeper, and some great ball handling there, because it sure looked like he handed off to Kruger, but he kept it himself, cut it inside, and that's the first long gainer for Blue Hill tonight.
Yeah, Derek Poe just made a good fake handoff, sold it very well, and then just followed his blockers all the way downfield, making some good cuts. And picks up 15 yards on the carry, gets the Bobcats in good position again.
They stopped the clock, moved the chains, wind it up again. A minute 19 to go in the first. Twin backs in back of Poe. Slot man is Court to the left side. Wides both ways otherwise. This time he keeps it again, handing off or faking the handoff to Kruger. And Poe gets it down inside the 45, almost to the 40-yard line of Sutton. So he's gotten about 18, 19 yards and two carries here, has Derek Poe on the quarterback keeper, and he is right close to a second first down as they mark him just shy of the first down marker.
Same exact play, switching sides. He runs to the left this time, follows that left guard, and just absolutely picked up some good blocks enough to move the chain.
I wasn't on the field, neither you, Rob, but that's a fabulous-looking field down there.
It is beautiful. They
great,
did a great job out here.
Again, twin backs. Slot man is Court to the left side. Poe takes the shotgun, hands off this time. It goes to Komacher. Komacher's got a little running room in the second effort. Gets inside the 35-yard line, falls forward to the 32. So now it looks like Blue Hill's got their blocking schemes down to where they want it, and they're keeping the ball on the ground, playing very conservatively, because you got to remember, they had no film to go for to see how Sutton might come out. They have a brand new coach. The coach is on eight-man football. Anything could happen.
Yeah, we talked to Porter about that. I'll bring that up here in a second, but the interesting point that he had.
Wides both ways. Court is the slot man to the right side now. Shotgun, deuce backfield otherwise. Handoff goes to Komacher. He's got a wide opening up front. He's going to go all the way. No! He's tackled inside the 10. Nice closing of the gap there by Brady Yost, I think. Came in and saved that. I thought he was going to split the seam and go straight into the end zone, and Yost came out of nowhere and tackled him. They're going to spot the ball inside the 10-yard line, so it's going to be first down, goal to go for the Blue Hill Bobcats here with about 7 seconds to go on the first period clock. They're going to send Kumke to the wide side on the right, slot man left side. Again, shotgun, Kruger and Komacher are the running backs in back of Poe. Poe calls the signals. Komacher on the crossbuck, stopped at the line of scrimmage. No go. Going to bring up second down, goal to go for Blue Hill. And that is the end of the first period of play. So at the end of one, the first period of the 2010 football season is in the books. Do you believe that? No score. Blue Hill and Sutton will be back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Stop in today at Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gas, snacks, cold drinks, and more. Use the 3G brushless car wash and eat fresh from Subway. Good luck to all the Sutton teams from Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway right on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Fresh set of numbers on the scoreboard clock as we enter quarter number two. 12 on the clock, and the down and distance, second down, goal to go. Blue Hill now going into the sunny side of the field as the shadows stretch to all but the final 16th or so of the field, which is the end zone to the south. As they line up, and we're back in play. Derek Poe is still the quarterback. Kruger and Komacher, the running backs, Court, the slot man, to the left side. Shotgun. Komacher on the delay. Gets about 3 yards inside to about the 6 or 7 yard line. We'll see where they spot it. We got a bad angle at this point. We'll wait for the sticks to come over. It looks like he got about 2 yards in the place. It'll be third down and 7. Goal to go. Komacher just a straightforward run, covered the points, tries to punch it up the middle and wiggle his way up, picked up a few yards. Bobcats look like they're starting to hit their stride now. So far, about a 60-yard drive for Blue Hill. Poe in the shotgun. Wides both ways, slot man right side, rolls right, pulls it down, going to keep it, goes nowhere, ball's on the ground. Blue Hill retains possession, but not for the lack of effort by Sutton. A nice hit, ball pops out, and Blue Hill has a scare.
Blue Hill did very well to get back on it. It was Trent Komacher who fell on that loose ball and kept it in possession of the Bobcats. But Framer going all the way rolling to his right just didn't cover the ball, didn't protect it when he committed to run.
Fourth down coming, about 7 to go to the end zone. And they're going to try a field goal. Hill. Framer will be in to try the 3. Parker Crumble is the holder on this situation. He is a sophomore quarterback, free safety by trade, holder by necessity, I guess. Framer, high snap. Framer gets the ball and the leg into it, and it's going to be good just inside the right upright. And so Blue Hill, a 68-yard drive, ends in a field goal, and Blue Hill takes a 3-0 lead here early going in the second period of play. We'll take a timeout. Your score, Blue Hill 3, Sutton nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunications products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
About the 17-yard line, and Weeby is hammered. Blue Hills fans kind of thought that the ball popped out, but it didn't.
Hoffelberg that hit him. Look at Hoffelberg's kind of nursing that left arm a little bit.
So again, Sutton will get the ball at the 18-yard line. That was a 3-minute, 68-yard drive. Well, I'll try that again. 3-minute, 60-yard drive for Blue Hill, ending in a 17-yard field goal by Framer. And now at 10:27 to go in the first half of play, ball is the 18-yard line of Sutton. And a handoff goes to Hahn. And he falls forward for a couple.
Hahn's a good-looking fullback. He just he took that handoff right up the middle, and he just wasn't able to make that cut because that Bobcat defense just collapsed all around him. He did well to pick up those 3 yards, but most importantly, protected the ball.
Well, Blue Hill is playing it extremely conservatively. They have not put the ball in the air tonight other than the field goal.
Defensively, they're just playing
basic fundamental, watching the ball. Option this time to the right side, and Spongberg has a first down out to the 32-yard line and driven out of bounds at about the 35-yard line by Blue Hill's Thramer. And so that'll move the chains, and the quarterbacks keeping the ball have done probably the most damage tonight, save for Kovacher's 21-yard run for Blue Hill earlier.
Absolutely. Spongberg rolls to the right, had the pitch man wide open, but there was nobody on him. So when he cut that angle, he had nothing but daylight, picked up 12 yards.
Dahan is the up man. Sheridan is the tailback again. Spongberg is under center this time. The wingman is Weeby, and a whistle blows. Flags fall, and actually this is only, what, the second or third in the ball game, and for the early going in the season, that's not too bad. Not too bad. It'll be a 5-yarder.
It was right after they set, and I'm thinking, yeah, they lined up offside.
Yeah, lined up offside.
Yeah, it looked like that wide out was about a yard, a little bit too much farther, too far down the line.
Tyler Grace comes into the ball game, one of the line spots. The man who potentially had that penalty, Dustin Scheidman, comes out. I'm only saying that because usually the coach likes to talk to whoever maybe lined up offside real quick.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I formation again. Spongberg is under center. His first down at 15 for Sutton. And a handoff on the end around. Again, Weeby's got the ball carrier left side. Good blocking on the outside. He's got some running room to the 40. Nice block on the outside there by Nels Johnson. Boy, I'll tell you what, he tied up Brock Kumke and gave some nice running room to Weeby. And Weeby got all the way up to the 40-yard line from the 30.
It's not easy to knock down Kumke on that play, but Weeby, credit him. He did a good job as we got a stoppage of play here on the referees.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, he did a good job Weeby did making that cut because he wanted to go outside. Then he saw that super block that was given to him, and he just ate it up and got some good yardage.
Yeah, a lot of football fans don't understand about this perimeter blocking. If you happen to see it, you'll know exactly how important it is. And that time, there was just a super job on the left side. Hand off to Hahn. He's got running, and boy, did he get popped there by Blue Hill's Garrett Sharp. But he picked up about 4, almost 5 yards. He's shy of the first down, but nice run, nice gap, and great defense there by Blue Hill. Third down and about a yard to go.
That was a quick snap off of the quick count, and they were trying to catch Blue Hill off guard. But the Bobcats were there, made a good pop, but damage done. Third and very short right here.
Clock at 8:39. Blue Hill 3-0 lead. 8:39 to go in the first half. Blue Hill just 17-yard Thramer field goal. Under center, Spongberg pitch, right side, Sheridan's got it, first down and more at the 50, and a penalty marker is down as he crossed the 50-yard line. We'll see what that's all about. That might have been a clip on Nels Johnson. Let's see.
Yeah, that's possible. We also have a second flag down. I don't know if it's part of the first one, if they both saw the same thing, but it came in a little bit later.
Nels Johnson is the guy that he was holding. He's the guy that had the nice perimeter blocking on that game by Weeby. I think he was trying to do the same thing on the other side, and got a little bit too grabby for the referee's taste.
Yeah, hands just a little bit outside the body, and the referees are going to call that every time.
And so that'll negate.
And then we had a face mask.
Oh, offsetting penalties. All right, offsetting penalties. They'll play it over. Play the whole thing over. So that still negates a nice run there by Sheridan.
I thought that second fly came in a little bit late, and the twist of the helmet should have tipped it off pretty quick, but those are mistakes that are very common. Both sides could have benefited greatly had they avoided the penalty.
8:23 to go on the second period clock now as Nels Johnson comes out. And Austin Rapp comes back in. He is a sophomore, wide out, 150 pounds. He'll split out wide to the right side. Weeby is the wingman to the right side. Vonberg under center. He's got an eye formation in back of him, and now we have
a timeout.
And I think a timeout's going to be taken by Sutton. So with 8:23 to go, let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
If we don't have what you need, we can get it. At Barton Pipe and Rod Company and Mike's Welding, we carry continuous fence panels, portable panels, custom-build gates, and all types of livestock equipment and more. We also build fence and working facilities on site. If you can describe it, we can build it. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. Give us a call and we'll help you with any project at Barton Pipe and Rod Company and Mike's Welding. Call 460-9933. That's 460-9933.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That time I was taken that time by Sutton. It's a third down coming. And not much to convert to the first, less than a yard. So they want to make sure they got everything squared away. Everybody's going to line up on side this time, says coach. Wide out to the left side is Austin Rath. Hahn is the up man. Sheridan the tailback. Wiebe is the wing on the left side now. Everybody else is in tight. Under center is the quarterback, Spogberg. Works it down the left side of the line, falls forward, got a first down, I think.
Yeah, I think he fell forward and got that first down. We'll see. They'll have to, it's going to be close enough. They might have to measure it.
Kelly Feynman in there on the stop for Blue Hill. And I think you are absolutely right, Robert. I think they are going to measure.
Nope. Nope, they're going to give it to him, yeah?
Well, they measure. They just did it visually. They didn't bring out the chains, but they gave him a pinch to go an inch, and there they are. First down and 10 for Sutton now at just beyond the 45-yard line. Blue Hill with a 3-minute, 60-yard drive converted on a 17-yard field goal, and they've got that 3-0 lead now. This is the ensuing drive by Sutton. Hand off to Hahn on the cross buck. He goes for about a yard or so, and he's tackled there by Garrett Williams for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Got probably about a yard on that. Good convergence, good coverage by the Bobcats as they close in that gap real quick.
Johnson is out, and again, Austin Rath comes back in at wide out for Sutton. They're apparently carrying the plays back and forth. He goes wide to the right side. Wiebe is the wingman, and an option to the right side as Spongberg keeps it, gets near the first down. He's going to be hammered over there by Feynman, but I think he fell forward and got at least close to the first down. I don't think he got it, but he is within a yard of it.
Yeah, absolutely. He made a good drive. Spomber rolled around, keeps it instead of pitching it, drives forward. And even after the pop, he keeps charging, keeps those legs moving and spun, and made it real close.
7-11 on the second period clock. Allens of Hastings scoreboard halftime report coming up. We'll get you scores along the way from all of our reporting areas. By the way, if you're ever at games and you want to help us out, we've got a scoreboard line set up, 308-646-0506. We got this one under control, but if in the future you're at a ballpark where we aren't, 308-646-0506, put it in the phone, dial us up, give us some partial scores along the way if you would. Thank you. Under center, Spongberg sneaks it forward, got the first down, and then a little bit more. Nice, nice surge by the Sutton line there. Big number, number 70, Michael Cox on the left side. Pushing back that sizable Blue Hill line.
Spomber goes to that quick count, sneak right up the middle, and just caught the Bobcats back on their heels and plunged forward, had the first down, and just kept charging, picked up about three more.
Turned into a pretty good ball game here. Fast moving as everyone's kept it on the ground pretty much, and it's been fairly clean. So with 6.5 coming up on the halftime clock, we are just, we're just a half hour or so into this ball game.
Plenty of time for the Mustangs now.
Hahn is the up man. Spongberg hands off to the deep man, Sheridan, stutter steps, and a holding call is going to be made against Sutton there. Is the running back didn't get a lot of yardage, and that insult to industry, there's going to be a hold against Sutton, and they're going to mark it back 5 or 10 yards. Let's see.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The NFL made that switch now. They moved that umpire, who normally stands right behind the defense. NFL moves him now to the other side of the ball, opposite the referee behind the offense to keep him out of harm's way. The poor high school referees and umpires, they got it rough.
They're still
in the firing line.
Still hanging in there. If they came in with a suntan, they're white as a sheet by the end of the game, I'll tell you that. It'll always take guys going around.
Absolutely.
All right, so they go back 10 yards. It'll be first down and 20 to go. Ball is all the way back inside the 50 now. Back to pass is Spongberg looking deep. He's got a man there. It's a jump ball. Weeby almost had the ball taken away by Poe. And also Kumpke back there on defense. They were bracketing him pretty well. Possibly not the greatest decision in the world to put the ball in the air, but they lucked out. It'll be second down coming with 20 yards to go. Weeby did a great job because that ball was all set. He had two Bobcats back there licking their chops for an interception. And Weeby comes in and breaks it up and almost got the catch in the process. So Nels, good play.
I'm sorry, Nels Johnson back into the ball game now for Sutton as they're using the wide out to the right side, this time as a messenger potentially. Referee's timeout. We got a little equipment malfunction here on Weeby, I think.
I think his arm. He's got some blood on his arm.
And we can't let that happen, says the ref. Justin Hale is going to come in. And they're going to work on Weeby there on the sideline.
Basketball head coach Spongberg helping out over there. Steve Spongberg, coach of the basketball Mustangs, working in some time as a trainer.
Weeby will sit out a play here as they get him all patched up. That's going to send Justin Hale as the slot man to the right side. And we're in no hurry here, apparently, by the referee to get things going. Okay, now they back out. Tell everybody to huddle up, and then we'll reset the offense. 5:53 to go in the second period. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Nels Johnson is out. Back in with the play is Austin Rath. He goes right to the right side. Hine is the up man. Hale is still in there as the wingman. Weeby is still out. And back to pass is Spongberg. Fires into the flat. He's got CB. And it goes up to about the 50-yard line, and that is it. They should give him forward progress on it, which would give him a gain of about 1 yard. Trey Seebeck, who started the ball game, and we haven't seen him in a while now, caught that pass out the flat. It's going to be a short gain, relatively speaking, because they need a ton of real estate to get the first down marker. It's third down. And still close to 20 yards to go. The ball still inside the 50-yard line of Sutton. They had penetrated down to the 42 and then had that costly holding call. Seebeck is the I-man. Spongberg under center, back to pass, looking for Weeby. Now he's got a scramble on ball on the ground. He's going to be tackled for a loss. Blake Bunner is in there to cover him. And the ball goes all the way back to the 37-yard line.
Garrett Evans for the Bobcats, got super penetration, reached up, had a paw in there, knocked that ball away, and Spongberg did well to fall back upon it, but it's putting him in. Bobcats going to get some good field position out of
this. This, because of that penalty, probably the worst-looking drive by Sutton. You just never want to get into that long situation. A possibly ill-conceived pass could have been picked off, wasn't, so they kind of are lucky to get out of this deal with a punt. They've held out of the ball quite a while, though. Held onto the ball for close to 6 minutes on the clock. Good snap, low kick coming up and feeling it is Kruger on the run. He's at the 35. Kruger, 35, 40. Across the 50 to the 45-yard line of Sutton, and he's pushed out of bounds across the way there by Sam Grease of Sutton.
It was a little bit of a low punt, but boy, when he got that thing, he was still upright, catches it, makes that break to the left. He just ran up the seams and caught a couple of good breaks on the on his cuts. And gets the ball into Mustang territory, and the Bobcats going to be in good field position with a little over 4 minutes to go.
By far the best field position starting-wise for Blue Hill tonight. They're inside Sutton territory at the 46. Of course, they penetrated down to the 7 earlier before the field goal by Thramer. They've got a 3-0 lead still. 4:19 to go in the half. Shotgun, handoff goes to Kruger. Kruger falls forward for 2, 3, 4 yards, and he'll get his second down and 6 to go when they come back to the line of scrimmage.
Another straightforward punch. Kruger just caught a seam and rode his guard all the way up, picks up some good blocks, and gets a solid 4 yards. The Bobcats move the ball north and south.
Correct me, but Blue Hill has still not put the ball in the air tonight.
No, they have not.
Via the pass. They got the field goal, and technically the ball was in the air for that, and that's it. Poe, shotgun. They got trips wide to the right side this time. Let's see if they go to the pass this time. The handoff, no, goes straight to Kruger. No, it's not going to be a keeper by Poe. Left side, 30, 25. Derek Poe, 15, 10. Poe, stiff arms inside the 5. Dive forward, touchdown. Touchdown, Blue Hill. Derek Poe with a great run from the 41-yard line down the sideline to the end zone, and 6 points on the board for the Bobcats in addition to their three. So it's a 9-0 lead now for Blue Hill on that nice run by the Derek Poe keeper. Derek Poe did such a good job of selling that handoff. You can see the Mustangs all shifted to bite on that fake handoff, and he just rolled it back up his sleeve and was gone and fought his way into the end zone, diving to get it and get the 6 points for the Bobcats. Framer, knee for the holder, is on the 10-yard line. Framer in. He's a right-side kicker. The ball is up, and it is through the uprights, and it is now 10-0. The Blue Hill Bobcats leading Sutton. We'll take a 30-second timeout here. Return with your score, Blue Hill 10, Sutton nothing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Blue Hill has just drawn its second blood of the evening, so to speak. Vampires being as big as they are nowadays.
Yeah, you got to feed into that.
Especially the high school kids. Yeah. So the Bobcats have a 10-0 lead. Sutton presenting themselves pretty well though tonight. They had not a good possession before this Blue Hill touchdown. They were moving, and then there was a holding penalty, and then a fumble that was fallen on by Sutton's quarterback, and so put him in a long distance situation. Weeby takes the kickoff at about the 15, 20, Weeby to the 25, 30, Weeby out across the 30 to over the 32-yard line. Weeby, who could pick him up and lay him down, got out to the 35. There, he's a wideout. He's just a junior, 185. He's going to be a good player. He is a good player. Be better.
Absolutely, and he would have had that for a lot more yards had Trent Comacher of the Bobcats not reached up and tripped him up a little bit just to knock him off stride. And that's the only thing that brought him down and separating Weeby from a lot more yards than that. A good return, though.
All right. Ball is spotted outside the 30. First down and 10 for Sutton. Bongberg is under center. He's got the I formation, and he's got Hahn as the wing back on the right side. Handoff goes to Hahn. He's got some running room to the 40, across to the 45-yard line. And close to midfield is Hahn, Dustin Hahn, the junior running back at 170 pounds. Showed some scoots there and got a first down, moves the chains. And so Sutton has a chance to answer the Blue Hill score here with 3:20 to go in the first half.
Hahn found a soft spot of the Bobcat defense and just made the most of it. Got some good, clean yardage.
Again, Sponberg is under center. Weeby is the wing back to the right side. They hand it off to Hahn again, and he rumbles to the 50-yard line and falls inside the Blue Hill territory by about a half a yard. And it'll bring up a second down and long five, short 6 yards to go. Long five, we'll call it. Second down and 5.
Yeah, quick penetration by the Bobcats. Unfortunately, it was an even quicker handoff, and he was down the field 5 yards before the Bobcats could react.
Sponberg under center in I formation. Nothing complicated. Weeby on the end around, comes to the left side. He's got a good perimeter blocking, not quite as good as before, but he got enough for the 5 yards in the first down as he just legged it out there. They couldn't set up the block like they did on the end around a couple of series ago, but he had enough scoots in him to move the chains, and it's first down and 10 inside the 45-yard line of Blue Hill. Sutton rapidly breaking the huddle again. They've got a fast pace on this. They see what the clock is. There's good game management going on here. Handoff goes to Hahn again. The fullback has some room and gets inside the 40 to about the 37 or 8-yard line. And it'll bring up a second down, and again, a long five to go. You can get 4 or 5 yards first crack with your fullback.
You're doing
all right, yeah.
Yep.
Sheridan is a tailback. He's kind of in the lonesome man here last couple of downs. Hahn is the up man. Back to pass now. Spongberg whistles close.
Yeah, that's moving on the right side of the Mustang line. They were up and quick. That's what happens. You get in that fast pace. You just want to keep moving. And, you know, if the count's not exactly the same as it is, you're going to get some early moves.
Oh, yeah, I got to wait for that second. All right, so they're going to move it back five. And this is what hurt Sutton on their last drive, the one right before Blue Hill scored their touchdown. And that was a penalty. This one was a minor. The other one was a hold. Weeby, wingman, right side, under center, Spongberg, eye formation, Hahn is the up man, back to pass to Spongberg, looking for and overshooting Sheridan in the flat, and it'll bring up third down and 10. So now you're in that long distance situation. If you don't convert here, you got to punt back to Blue Hill. Now, Blue Hill, with this much time on the clock, may consider opening it up a little bit, considering that we're closing in on halftime.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what the Bobcats do. And that's where, you know, if they can get some points out of it, they're that much farther ahead. In the meantime, they're running some time off the clock.
Well, let's see whether or not Sutton can convert here before we start conversing about that. Weeby, wingman to the left side. Spongberg hands off to Hahn, and Hahn will struggle forward for about three. And they play for field position here now as they'll try and pooch it, I think, and see if they can fin Blue Hill deep in their territory. We'll see what kind of punt they can come with here. That's what they need with fourth down. 1:20 on the scoreboard.
Mustangs content with letting it run down. Wouldn't be surprised if they called a timeout after the clock got down a little bit, trying to take the ball out of the Bobcats' hands. And a lot of teams have tried it. A lot of teams have come up short on the against the Bobcats for doing that.
Blue Hill 10-0. They scored just into the second period on a 17-yard field goal by Matt Thramer. And then
they'll take
on a nice run Poe, they made it 10-0. 41-yard Derek Poe run. And he had to stretch to get in there, but it was a great athletic move by Derek to get the ball into the end zone. Timeout is taken, as you said, by Sutton. Let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze 94.5 FM with your score, Blue Hill 10, Sutton nothing.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Allens of Hastings scoreboard halftime show coming up. And that'll be in about 58 seconds off the scoreboard clock, a couple of minutes from now. Get you some stats. Got some partials here. St. Cecilia leading Kearney Catholic, 21-0. Spongberg on the cover, gets down inside the 35-yard line, so they don't punt, and they do get the first down.
Now, it's going to be close. I'm going to be interested in seeing where they spot this.
Yeah, oh, wow, look at that. I think they are short.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson made a good shoestring tackle to haul Spongberg down from behind, and his knee went down as he dragged himself across that line, so they went right when that knee hit, and that's the spot. Now, the respot makes it look a little close, and no, they're going to give it to the...
No, we've got to give it to Blue Hill now.
Yeah,
they've already done it. They turned it around, switched over the footballs, and Blue Hill coming the other way. They've got 51 seconds to do something if they want to. Poe, with trips wide to the right side, takes the shotgun snap. Back to pass. Poe over on the right side, and he fires, and Garrett Williams was falling down. Williams, if he'd have been caught in stride, could have had a lot of real estate under his belt, but instead, reaching back to get the underthrown ball, he slid and his feet out from under him in incompletion. That is the first time Blue Hill's put it in the air tonight.
And Williams was wide open there, and if that ball again is on the money, you're right. He's got a good completion and a lot of yards behind him, but the ball just enough behind him that he couldn't put the brakes on in time to get it.
46 seconds to go in the first half. Trips again, wide to the right side. That's Comacher and Courts and Kumke. Shotgun, Poe. Keeps it himself. Now tries to hand on. No, he keeps it himself. I thought he gave it off to Kruger, but he kept it himself. And Sutton is not fooled.
Not this time.
And they put him back for about a 4 or 5 yard loss at the 31-yard line. All in all, a lot more evenly matched ball game than I think we thought coming into this deal. Remember, Sutton has won only 4 football games in the last 2 seasons.
Exactly.
Blue Hill's been in the playoffs 5 times in a row. They're state champs in 2008. Got into the playoffs. Will they get 1 or 2 games into the playoffs last year?
Got 2 games in.
2 games in.
Got beat by Sutton.
So we're looking at this and thinking, what's going to happen? Well, Sutton has appointed themselves pretty well. Shotgun. Handoff goes to Komacher, and he's got some running room, but just enough to run out the clock. And he'll get up to about the 37 or 8 yard line. That's where the first period is going to end. So at halftime, your score is Blue Hill 10 and Sutton nothing. Stand by. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here. We'll be back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report right after this.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
Stop in today at Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G and Subway for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gas, snacks, cold drinks, and more. Use the 3G brushless car wash and eat fresh from Subway. Good luck to all the Sutton teams from Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G and Subway right on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, Sutton, Blue Hill. Second Blue Hill, how was the coincidence? Here we are with the Blue Hill-Sutton game. The are in the lead 10-0, but... So far, I'm impressed with the apparent improvement by Sutton.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You got to credit Coach Raymer, Coach Steve Raymer, for doing this, what he's doing with the Mustangs. They've actually held their own, and aside from a couple of big plays that set up the scoring opportunities for the Bobcats, they have held their own. They have dug in the trenches and kept Blue Hill from playing their game. Now, Blue Hill being the perennial powerhouse team they are, will find a way to score, and that's exactly what they've done. They got the long field goal from Matt Thramer, and then they got the good run from Derek Poe on the outside that really picked up some momentum for the Bobcats.
Yeah, and who knows what would have happened on that possession, which would have been, I think, let me see here, it would have been the fourth possession by Sutton when they were on the drive and they got that holding call. And then they got put back into a first and 20 situation and sputtered a little bit and then got another quarterback sack, which put them way out of range.
Right.
And then punted it away, and Blue Hill got the drive, started inside Sutton's territory, and that's the one that that Poe legged out that 41-yard run. So had they been able to sustain that drive even to a punt, you know, from regular field position instead of losing 20 yards, you don't know what it would have been. Now, you know, Blue Hill's a great football program now. They've got 5 years of heritage playoff football, but because of that, I think we came in here thinking,
this is going to be a walkover. And nobody's walking over anybody. Although I will say this, even we're crediting Sutton's coaching expertise and their apparent ability to get things kind of looks like going in the right direction. But Blue Hill, I think, played the first half absolutely perfectly. They have an opponent that they had no idea what these guys were going to do.
That's what I was going to tell
you. All they could do is say, okay, let's tackle the guy with the football. Let's block the guy, you know, ahead of us. Let's make some lanes and let's not turn the ball over. And then let's see what these guys are doing. And now let's see what kind of adjustments they make in the second half.
Exactly. You heard in the pregame show talking to Coach Porter, and he's talking about he's kind of coming into this game blindfolded because he doesn't know how Coach Raymer is going to operate, how he's going to change up the Sutton offense. And the thing that struck me the most about the conversation with Porter is the fact that this is a team that plays their regular season and is accustomed to going into the playoffs and very deep into the playoffs, so they get to see a lot of teams from outside the area. They get a look at probably some of the most diverse offenses coming at them week to week to week to week, and that extended. The more games you play, the more defenses you're going to get a look at. So this team, this Blue Hill Bobcat team, is accustomed to seeing different defenses, and they know how to operate against that. They have a lot more experience when it comes to that playoff and adjusting to that. But, from talking to Coach Raymer, you can just tell that he's in here and he's not afraid to make some changes. He's not afraid to switch Sheridan to Sponberg from quarterback to running back and vice versa and make changes here, because clearly status quo, two wins a season, isn't going to cut it for the Mustangs and the Mustangs family. He's ready to make some changes, and he's got some talent that he can do it with.
And you know what? In the whole first half with both of these teams, there was only one penalty that really was an early season penalty, and that's when Blue Hill had 12 men on the field for their punt.
Right.
And that was the only one where you'd say, well, there's an early season bonehead. Everything else was a hold or an offside. I mean, things you would expect to see well into the season. So kudos to both coaches and both teams for getting ready for week one here of the 2010 high school football season. We're glad to have you along here on the 94.5 The Breeze High School Game of the Week. Let's take a timeout.
Okay.
Is that what we want to do? And we have scores galore coming in. We also have some stats here for the first half. Your score at halftime, at the halftime mark, it is Blue Hill 10, Sutton nothing. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Trust all your auto body shop work to RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill. RP's Body Shop does the job right the first time. At RP's, they feature baked automotive finishing for a factory finish. And if it's auto glass you need, RP's is the place to see. Located half mile east of Blue Hill, call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop, proudly supporting the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Rock and Tracy wish the Blue Hill Bobcats best of luck.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunications products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Here's some scores. down the road, McCook leading Aurora 18-7. Wood River 28, Central City nothing. That's the one where they've got the twin brothers coaching against one another. 28-0 at the end of one quarter. So the family now knows the switch sides and start pulling for the Central City brother, because Wood River's up 28-0. Pleasanton over Amherst by a... let me try that again. Pleasanton over Amherst, 14-0, end of one. Grand Island, 8. And Omaha Bryant, nothing.
Wow.
Donovan Trumbull, a 7. Twin Rivers, nothing at the half.
All right, stop teasing us.
Stop teasing us.
A couple more.
It was Kearney. Wait a minute. Kearney High, 6. Lincoln East, yes, sir. Lincoln East, nothing. It is Hastings High.
There it is.
Leading Adams Central. This is not a test. Hastings High leading Adams Central, 9-6. 9-6, near the halftime. Northwest over Lexington, 13-0. St. Cecilia, 28. Kearney Catholic, nothing. That you can hear on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. That Amherst Pleasanton on Classic Hits 98.9. And the Tigers and Pats are on Mike Will's station there at KHAS, 12:30 a.m.
Yep,
he's got a good one
out there.
The whole thing. There we go. All right, so that's and here's how we got where we are, which is 10-0 Blue Hill on top of Sutton. It was a 60-yard drive and a 17-yard field goal with just inside the second period start at 10:33 to go in the second period. A 17-yard field goal by Matt Thramer made it 3-0 Blue Hill. Then a six-minute possession ending in a punt by Sutton turned it back over to Blue Hill. They started at the Sutton 46-yard line, and that was the one where they had a nice drive, and they got the penalty, they got a sack, and they punted it back to Blue Hill. Blue Hill got it at the 46. Derek Poe took care of 41 of those yards with one run, put it in the end zone. Thramer with the PAT, and that's your 10-0 score here at halftime. Here's some stats from Rob.
Hey, here's the numbers. You mentioned for the Blue Hill Bobcats, they've racked up 115 yards, total yards for the first half. Sutton, 88 yards. So Sutton able to move the ball. They're just unable to capitalize on it. For the Mustangs, Sponberg, the quarterback, most of the time has 5 carries for only 9 yards. He's had 2 for losses, including one big 14-yard loss to negate that, but he's picked up some good yards, some good runs of 14 and 13 just from the option plays over to the right that he's done. Dustin Hahn has picked up 35 yards on 6 carries, 12 yards and 5 carries for Andrew Sheridan. And Trey Seebeck's done a good job for Sutton, though he's got 3 carries and 8 yards. And then Reed Wiebe, you really have to be impressed with Reed Wiebe, the way he's running out there, the way he's trying to take control of that Mustang offense has. But 3 carries and 25 yards. He had a big 14-yard carry mixed into that. Sponberg back to pass 5 times, has completed 2 of those for very short yards, only 6 yards total passing. For the Mustangs, the Bobcats not doing too well in the passing category either. 0-for-1 is Derek Poe. He has rushed, however, for 62 yards on 4 carries, and he's got a couple of minus yards too, but he's got good runs of 15, 10, and 41. Trent Comature has done a good job for the Bobcats. He's carried the lion's share of the carries. He's got 7 for 41 yards. Jared Kruger, the fullback, has picked up some good yards on 3 carries, 12 yards. So that's what you get. 17-yard field goal. Matt Thramer makes a difference, and you got a Derek Poe 41-yard touchdown run. Efforts on Derek Poe. Did a good job selling the handoff. It's been working for him. Saved one occurrence, but that's what sprung him forward for that 41 yards.
Let me get you a couple more scores here, then we'll take a break. McCook 18, Aurora 15, and St. Cecilia now has added one more, 35-0 over Kearney Catholic. We're a couple of minutes to go until the teams come back on the field, so we'll take a break. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report on a high school game of the week on KLIQ-FM Hastings, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We're back in 2.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624. Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
If we don't have what you need, we can get it. At Barton Pipe and Rod Company and Mike's Welding, we carry continuous fence panels, portable panels, custom-built gates, and all types of livestock equipment and more. We also build fence and working facilities on site. If you can describe it, we can build it. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. Give us a call and we'll help you with any project at Barton Pipe and Rod Company and Mike's Welding. Call 460-9933. That's 460-9933.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Stop in today at Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G and Subway for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gas, snacks, cold drinks, and more. Use the 3G brushless car wash and eat fresh from Subway. Good luck to all the Sutton teams from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G and Subway, right on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, teams are back on the field now. Well, they never really left the field. I mean, they don't go to the locker room when it's this nice. They kneel around the coach in the respective end zones, but they're out stretching it out for the second half now. They're going to meet at midfield to find out if Blue Hill will want to receive the second half kick. I'm guessing they will, absolutely. And Sutton took that's something you don't normally see, because anymore teams like to win the toss and defer.
Yeah,
but they
exactly
took the ball. They kind of wanted, let's just get the kinks out of this offense right away. And they did pretty well in that thing. The first half really was a punting game and a field position game. There were seven punts in that first half. And Blue Hill was slowly but surely turning the possession game around, and then Sutton kind of dug in and got things back, and they were driving, got a holding penalty, got a sack, and they were faced with a first, second, third down and 15 and 20, and of course, no offense is great in a situation like that, so that kind of hurt him.
Yeah,
but really very impressed with the coaching on both sides here, because not only seeing the kind of discipline that Sutton, with obviously a more sophisticated offense than they've had in the past,
yeah,
and more multiple offense, put it that way, and the way Blue Hill kind of sat back and kind of took a look at him, because there's no game film, and they got a brand new coach, and the coach comes from Missouri, and he, Steve Raymer, is the new coach, and he has 109 wins and 54 losses on his career, so he's used to winning. He didn't come here to be mediocre, so that's what it is, and he sees the kids who have success in other sports. Sutton is does well in basketball,
very well,
well in track,
gotcha.
So it isn't like they've got a bunch of people who can't focus when the mission is on the board.
And just sometimes status quo becomes figured out by everybody, and it's hard to get success from that. So you shuffle the deck a little bit, you get a new look at everybody, and you bring in a new coach.
You know, and sometimes it's like knowing you can beat the other guy versus the other guy knowing he can beat you.
Well, that's the advantage that the Bobcats have, is the fact this team knows how to win. They know how to put together. They have that winning mentality, and that's what the Mustangs need. They need to be able to turn things around, and to be able to stand toe-to-toe with a team that's been to the playoffs 5 years in a row is a pretty good pat in the back and a pretty good credit to the Mustangs.
All right, let's take a half-minute timeout. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Allens, your You Get More Superstore on 2nd Avenue in Hastings. We'll be back in a half a minute when we kick off the second half.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Hill 10, Sutton nothing. We're about ready to kick off the second half of this season opening game from Sutton. Craig Eckert along with Rob Osmond. Don't forget FlatRiverPreps.com when you want to check scores and schedules. It's our new website. Headlines from some of the schools. Every school in our listening area has its own page on that site, by the way, and it's all sorted. If you haven't been there yet, bookmark it and take a look at it, because if you want something that basically just tells you where a team is, where they're going to be, the schedules, not only just football, but also volleyball, and it'll be that way all through the academic year. So PlatteRiverPreps.com, all one word, PlatteRiverPreps.com, and take a look at bookmark it. And, speaking of Platte River Preps, Platte River Preps scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9 coming up about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Josh Jelen will anchor that. The CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on our other station, sister station, 1230 KHAS with Blaine Bulis will be also kicker. After that.
Got a new kicker here. It's Luke Drudik.
Drudik is going to tee it up and kick it. Almost the first kickoff we've seen Sutton make tonight, so he could have been the guy all along. 10-0. Lights are out, sun is down, and we've got an evening game now going for us here. Kruger and Feynman standing back inside their 10-yard lines, and they're going to run up on it at that. Kruger picks up the ball at the 15-20, Kruger to the 25. Kruger off to the 30-yard line, and he is finally collared there by Nels Johnson.
Looked like the Mustangs were going to catch a break as that ball bounced right in front of Kruger, and Kruger had to take his time to get it. But it gave the Bobcats enough time to set up some good blocks and get them some good yardage. So the Bobcats start with pretty decent field position.
I had the wrong wideout on special teams. There was Austin Rapp, the man that alternates with Nels Johnson, making that tackle. But it is first down and 10 at the 30-yard line of Blue Hill. Blue Hill's ball now, leading 10-0, just away in the second half. Poe is still a quarterback, trips wide to the left side, single man to the right. Lone running back Kruger. On the delay, he's going to be tackled in the backfield. Nice tackle there by Tyler Grease. Also Cox in there on the tackle. And it'll be second down and 10.
Good penetration. Cox just did a good job of fielding that position. Gets rid of his blocker, and the runner's right there. Stops him for no gain. Good defensive move for the Mustangs.
So that ball goes nowhere. We're still at the 30-yard line of Blue Hill. They've only put the ball in the air once so far tonight. They've got trips wide to the right side this time. Poe shotgun. Kruger standing in the backfield with him. He'll get the carry again on the delay. And this time scampers for about 5 yards out to the 35-yard line. It'll be third down and 5 for the Bobcats.
Good run. Poe does such a good job of making that fake. And this time he decides to give it away and punching it up the middle. Kruger was able to roll out and pick up 5 solid yards for the Bobcats.
Both quarterbacks have had excellent nights ball handling, in particular quarterback keepers. Poe with a 41-yard run and the touchdown in the first half. Shotgun trips wide to the left side, and again, fake handoff. This time Poe keeps it, and he struggles close to the first down. He's just shy of the 40. Had to make the 40, and it'll bring up fourth down and extremely short yardage. Now, my guess is it's going to be a punt because they played it well conservatively so far. I don't think they're going to start getting crazy here. Getting crazy isn't something that Coach Porter's known for, I don't
think. No, absolutely not. He is a straight, in-your-face, trench kind of guy. He is smash-mouth football at its finest, but he is not a big gambler.
This time the chains are going to come out, so they set it right. They flipped it over to fourth down. And we'll see how short it is. It is short by about the length of a football. Well, that's a horse of a different color, maybe. Let's see. Fourth down. The length of a football to go.
first possession of the second half, the Blue Hill Bobcats.
I think Porter's pretty conservative. I think he's still going to punt this ball away. They're still pretty deep in their own territory.
He could surprise me, though. It's the, you know, first game of the year.
Well, let's see. Poe is in there. Normally it'd be, would Thramer be
Thramer?
Thramer would be kicking it.
They're going for it.
They're going to go for it.
Yep, they are. All right.
Credit to Porter.
Slot man right side, wides both ways. Maybe we'll try the long count. I don't know. That's a fine to do. And he might have done it.
I think it backfired.
Whistle blowing down there. Let's see who it's against. Proceed.
Yeah.
Against Blue Hill, you're right. You got to guard the twitch. He tried the long count, which made a lot of sense. Unless your guy twitched.
Exactly. So that's going to back the Bobcats up and give the Mustangs some good position to get started here in the third quarter.
Although, they got some skeeters out here that rival the Minnesota State bird and maybe one hit.
Yeah, they're out here.
I'll tell you what, there are. I haven't had them all summer long, and all of a sudden tonight, boom. All right, punt formation. At the 25-yard line, the punter is run into. Weeby takes the kick at the 20-yard line, back up the other way. The 25 spins, and he'll be held up there at the 25.
Wow.
No marker is down, but the punter did go down.
Yep, and they're not going to call it.
They're not calling anything except for Sutton's ball at the 25-yard line of Sutton.
Bobcats did a good job of coverage on that punt to make sure that Weeby had absolutely nowhere to go, but still, shot in the arm for that Mustang defense. Now we'll see if it passes to the offense.
And really, they're the same guys out there. There's only a couple of folks that play defense exclusively here on this roster. Hahn is the up man. Spongberg under center. First possession of the second half. And the handoff goes to Hahn, and he picks up where he left off. Gouged out about 5 yards here. He gets close to the 35-yard line, so he went almost to the first down marker, shy by about three. And it'll be second down and a short three, long two to go. Seebeck checks in now. He had been the tailback, and he'll come in as tailback. Sheridan out. Sheridan was actually the man that took the opening snaps for Sutton, and then Spongberg came in and did his quarterback thing from under center. I formation again, and the handoff goes to Hahn. They're going to let him complete the first down task. I think he got it by falling forward across the 35, and Blue Hill's Comature comes up for the stop there, and it is indeed a chain mover. And it is first and 10. The ball spotted now just outside the 35 of the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Hahn is just becoming a workhorse here. That's his eighth carry. And he's just straightforward football. He gets that seam and just rolls his way through and picks up the yards.
A couple other area scores. Eustace Farnham, 28. Elwood, nothing halftime. I formation, Spongberg under center. They give it again to Hahn, and Hahn is stood up this time at the line of scrimmage. Blue Hill had no more of that. At the bottom of that pile, looked like it was
Michael Rourke was in there.
Yeah.
Good coverage on his part to bring a stop to that run, as Hahn had absolutely nowhere to go.
Clock running at 8:10 to go, third period of play. Score was 10-0 at halftime, same as it is now in favor of Blue Hill. Blue Hill is in that 4-4-3 defense that has become a brick wall to a lot of opponents over the past 5 years, no matter who's playing it. Hahn is the up man. Seebeck the eye back, and it is a counter again to the wingman. Weeby coming around from the right to the left. Penalty marker comes in. He got a few yards, but the marker comes in after that. And we'll see what we're going to do here. Playing second down,
a holding.
What down? Yeah. Another hold. That'll be the second holding call. And these are costly. 10 yards, put you back to second down and 20. Have not had a lot of success vertically passing the ball. They've had a couple of passes in the flat with mixed results. They had one in the flat, looked like it was interesting play. They hit Levy in the flat. He tried to lateral it back to the trailing Sheridan, but Blue Hill not sniffed that one out.
Yeah, not fighting.
Spogberg under center. Sheridan dots the eye now. Hahn the up man. Weeby is the wingman. Rolling to his left and firing into the flat. Weeby's got it at the 40. Weeby out to the 45-yard line. So that time they completed the pass to the wingman, and he gets about 19 of the 20 yards he needed. Let's see where they spot the ball. Looks like he got up to the 45-yard line, no, 44-yard line of Sutton. So it is third down now and only about 2 or 3 yards to go. We'll call it three here, I think, because that's the degree of difficulty. It was a long two. Again, Seebeck is the eye back. Wide man is Nels Johnson to the right side, and this is ugly. Somebody jumped. Let's see what side of the ball.
Go against the Bobcats. I don't know if he got back in time. Let's see what they actually
offside,
call it.
Offside against Sutton. Procedure against Sutton.
Okay.
So that'll mark him back 5 yards. So instead of third down and three, now we got third and eight. And again, I don't know that it changes it radically. They're probably going to have to
get third and long.
They're going to have to get the gaps going here, either on the running game or try another pass. Sheridan is in. Seebeck comes out this time again. Seebeck started the game at tailback. Sheridan was the quarterback in the opening series, and then the eventual quarterback, Spongberg, who's under center right now, came into the second series. High formation again. He'll work it down the line. Option pitch to Sheridan. He's got a cutback. He gets across the line of scrimmage. Now a little bit more. He's got the first down at the midfield. Sheridan with a nice picky run all the way down. Feynman knocks him out of bounds at midfield, but it is a first down for Sutton, and now they're showing some character in coming back from that long down and distance. They could have collapsed. They had that same thing happen in the first half. They didn't collapse, but, you know, they didn't make it either. This time they bowed their necks and said, we're going to come at you, and they did.
Sheridan broke a couple tackles in the process and picked up the first down. Nice run.
Drive started to the 25. They're up to the 50 now. And again, movement on the line of scrimmage. This one could be against Blue Hill. That might have been a Bobcat popping across the line. We'll try to stop this thing.
Thought I saw that right guard twitch again. We'll see where the call goes. Nope, it is going to be on the Bobcats. You betcha. Bobcats are just quick. They think they got Spomberg's count down.
Well, I think they want to make something happen here. They don't like that Sutton is Sutton has had a lot of possession. They had one, even though it ended in a punt, they had one possession that took 6 minutes off the clock. So that even things up a lot. If you can hang on to the football and
for half a quarter,
you want to do that. Absolutely. Hahn is the up man. Spongberg is under center. It is Johnson to the right side, and Seebeck gets the call, and he'll get stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Hat on hat there, Chase Hofferber for Blue Hill.
The Hofferber make a nice little pop earlier on, I think it was Weeby that he hit, but may have stung his arm a little bit. Good to see him back in the game and still putting some hat on the helmet.
Well, still a nice gain there. Second down and 5 yards to go. So even though it wasn't an explosive gain, it did its thing. On again is the up man. Sheridan dots the eye. Wingman is Weeby. They work it on an option to the right side. Quarterback keeper. And he is inside the 40, which is just about a yard shy of the first down marker. They're going to bring up third down and one. I'm sorry.
Bomberg had the opportunity to pitch it and didn't, tucked it, tried to make the fake, and got wrapped up pretty quick, but still managed to dive forward and pick up a good 3-4 yards.
Clock at 5:14 to go, third period. Blue Hill has had the lead all night long, but it's only a 10-point lead, which is less of a lead than those looking at the team's records coming into this would have expected.
Jeff, absolutely.
Not to belabor the point, but Sutton's only won 4 games in the last 2 years. Blue Hill's been in the playoffs the last 5. Under center is Spongberg. Makes the handoff. Now pitches right side. Seebeck's got it. Got some running room on the perimeter. Gets inside the 25 and another Sutton first down.
Yeah, that play is starting to work. They're starting to commit Framer to the quarterback, and Spomberg's able to make the pitch.
They move the chains, and now it is first and 10. They need to get down inside the 25 for the next set of downs. Clock stops with that movement. And now going out to the left side is Nels Johnson. Weeby, the wingman on the left side. Eye formation, Sheridan dots the eye. And the quarterback is hemmed in the backfield. Nice play there by Kyle Manns for Blue Hill.
Yeah, that was going to be an option to the left, and Manns just read it well and wrapped up Spongberg real quick, and there was just nowhere to go.
So that puts a little sputter in the offense here. Second down and 13 yards to go. Sheridan comes out. Seebeck is back in as the tailback for Sutton. Nels Johnson, wide out, goes to the right side. And Weeby, the wingback, goes to the right side as well. Spongberg under center. Hand off straight away to Hahn, the fullback. He's got some running room inside the 30 down to about the 27-yard line. Nice pickup there. So it'll be third down and a manageable 6 yards.
Well, I tell you what's neat about Hahn is the fact that he is so quick to get to the line of scrimmage. Then he gets penetration and actually slows down when he crosses the line. He could have had some more on that one, but it was still a good run. Give him five.
Again, he's probably coached to wait for his blockers. That could be the reason. I formation again. Handoff goes straight up. Hahn's got it, and he is going to be close to a first down. He's down to the 20. I think he got it.
I think that second effort actually did it. He got stuck, and he got stuck pretty good by Garrett Sharp and just bowled his way through and gets the first down. Nice run by Hahn.
This drive started 6 minutes ago, way back at the 25-yard line of Sutton. They're at the 20-yard line of Blue Hill. They are down by 10, and Blue Hill right now is wondering whatever became of the old Sutton. I formation. Handoff goes to Hahn. The ball is on the ground. Turnover. Blue Hill's got it.
Yep. Hahn had actually got the handoff and never really had it wrapped. And when it was taken from, looks like Kelly Faman got it, and Faman still down on the field here.
After 6 minutes of possession, Sutton fumbles it away. And then you got it. There's your leg cramps there starting in with the warmer weather.
Yeah, that could very well be. It didn't look like he twisted anything. It looks like it was a cramp kind of thing. And Faman will get the fumble. He'll get credit for picking up the fumble, but he also will be tapped for the first one to get the cramp on the field. That's exactly what they're working on right now.
All right, let's take a 30-second timeout here at least and see what how long it's going to take to get everybody back up and healthy. 30-second timeout. Blue Hill 10, Sutton nothing. After that Sutton fumble, we'll find out what happens next when we return here on the High School Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Mustangs, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Just a couple scores. Minden and Gothenburg tied at the half at 14. Sargent over Creek Valley, 35-6. Aurora now has come back and leads McCook 21-18. Creek leading Omaha Scott 26-0. Last we heard, Kearney had a 6-0 lead over Lincoln East, mid-third. Sargent 35, Creek Valley 6, and it won. All right, Blue Hill got the ball just now on a fumble. And after the injury timeout, they're back on offense. Poe, shotgun, out of the flat. Kruger has the completion. Out to the 15, 20, 25, 30-yard line. A nice run after the catch by Kruger, and that'll move the chains right off the bat. And now Blue Hill is beginning to mix the passing game a little bit into the run. They didn't air the ball at all in the first half.
That's right. They had one attempt. And it was underthrown.
You're right, late in the first half. Very conservative for Blue Hill. Not that they ever get wacky, but very conservative tonight.
20-yard completion on the screen there, though.
Wides both ways. Slot man is caught to the near side. Handoff goes straight up the middle to Kruger again, and he's going to get about 5 or 6 yards on good second effort. And with the clock down under 3 minutes to go in the third, Blue Hill has a second down and 5 coming.
Yeah, Kruger did a good job. He broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage and just worked his way to the outside and then fell forward. And that second effort got him an additional 3 yards. So good movement by the Bobcats.
Again, 2 men in the backfield with Poe. Court wide to the left side. I checked that he was in the slot. Anyhow, it was an ugly play because slow developing and penetration by Sutton puts Komacher back on his back about 2 yards shy of the line of scrimmage. Matthew Betcher in there on the tackle for Sutton. And so it'll bring up third down and 5 again. I think Sutton's got to be extremely happy with the way their team is performing tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. They have done a good job. They have really controlled that defensive line.
Couple of costly penalties, shut down some drives, but they have had possessions of 6 minutes twice in this ball game. Yes, at once. Hand off goes to Kruger again. He'll get a first down.
No.
He picks his way.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. It was Komacher on the end around to the left side. He's got it down the sideline, down to the 10 inside the 5-yard line. Komacher, nice ball handling there by Poe. I thought Kruger had it, and it was Poe. It was Poe giving off to Komacher, and he came around toward the sideline. And a long run.
That's a 52-yard run.
A 52. Wow.
Yeah, Komacher was the second. Poe makes the fake handoff to Kruger, actually put it in his gullet, and then pulled it back out, gives it to Komacher, and Komacher sprung free, and he was not touched for the first 10 yards.
This thing started back at the Blue Hill 20-yard line. They got it on the fumble by the fullback, Dustin Hahn, and now a timeout is going to be taken by Josh Porter, and they're going to talk it over here. And see, with 1:46 to go in the third, and what they want to do to try and put the ball into Pater. We'll take a 30 here. You're listening to Blue Hill and Sutton. Blue Hill with a 10-point lead and knocking at the door on the high school game of the week from the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minute 46, third period, Blue Hill 10-0 lead after a 50-plus yard run by Matt Komacher on an end-around, or a, well, call it a cross-buck, but it was a nice misdirection play. And Komacher took off down the sideline for 50-some. Second really nice run by a Blue Hill back tonight. Poe had a 41-yard earlier. Two backs in the backfield now. First and goal, 5-yard line. Kruger has the ball, and he puts it on the ground, and I think Sutton's got it. Sutton on the fumble recovery negates that 50-yard run by Blue Hill, and they're going to take over deep in their own territory, but they're going to take over.
I think that was Sheridan that actually fell on that ball. And that is huge, because throw out the big plays, and we got a whole different kind of score in this ball game. But Blue Hill looked like they were getting ready to go up by three scores, and all of a sudden, the Sutton Mustangs are kicking it in and digging down.
So it was minute 42 after that 50-yard run, Blue Hill coughs it up. Bracketed fumbles. Spongberg under center. Excuse me.
Roller on the right side. It went absolutely nowhere. The Bobcats collapse on the right side. And no gain. It'll set up second down and 10.
Minute 26 to go as the clock continues to run here. And Sutton is, as I said, deep in their own territory, but they're happy to be deep in their end own territory as opposed to deep in deficit.
Yeah, exactly.
At 16 or 17 to nothing. Okay, Spongberg under center. He's got wides to the left side. Seebeck is the tailback. Back to pass now. Looking over in the right side flat. He's got Weeby at the 5. That'll get him a little bit of breathing room, but it'll be third down and about 5 or 6 to go when they finally remark it now. That was a nice pass. They like to pass into the flat to Weeby. That's been fairly successful tonight. Vertically, their passing game has not really shown itself. They tried one pass long downfield, and it wasn't a good pass. Probably wasn't even a good choice. They were lucky not to have it picked off. That was back in the first half. Now, Weeby is the slot man to the left side. He's got one single setback. Nope, there's the I formation. Back to pass is Spongberg. Looking this time vertically, he's got Weeby out there, and he overshoots him. Weeby was covered by Kumke at about the 40-yard line, so it's going to bring up a fourth down and punting situation.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a great call right there, because Weeby had a huge height advantage over Kumke, and he was going to make a play on that. That ball is just a little bit shorter in the distance, And Weeby's got himself a spectacular catch and a big first down and a nice shot in the arm for the Mustangs. But this is going to be a this is going to be a rough punt for the Mustangs right now. They'll be in their end zone to kick it, and the ball pretty good on special teams.
Well, it's going to be a rough punt, but again, considering the alternative, you know, what are you going to do? The man punting the ball out of the end zone is Sam Grease. He's standing just inside the goal line. And a flag is down on the field, on the far side of the field, and we'll see what that's all about.
I think we've got too many people on the field.
And it's Blue Hill again. You got one guy running out real quickly, so that's going to give five more yards to the punting team in the ball game here. Not a lot of passing, not a whole lot of passing, a few penalties, not many for the first game of the year. High snap, goes out of the end zone, it's going to be a safety. Wow. Wow.
Just a high snap, and it went right over.
Safety makes it 12-0, and Sutton will have to kick back to Blue Hill. With 19 seconds to go in the third.
And the Bobcats will get the ball.
And the Bobcats get the ball after the kick. That's right. The free kick will come from the 20-yard line. And in some levels of play, they punt it. I don't know if at the high school level that's what you do.
I think you get the option.
You do get the option. I'm just saying that in some levels they'd rather have the high punt. But with high school kickers, I don't know there's that much differential in the height versus getting somebody to kick it off a tee and get some distance. Yeah,
right.
So they're going to talk that one over. I'll bet this is something that Steve Raymer really didn't want to deal with in his first game.
No.
Safety.
No, but again, like you say, it beat the alternative.
Yes, it did. They saved a few points here, maybe, if they can stiffen on defense and not allow Blue Hill to capitalize on this possession after the free kick.
Yeah, you called it right. Look, they're bringing the tee out.
Yeah. So they're going to tee it off at the 20. Free kick means no pressure on the kicker, of course. It'll be the same situation almost as a kickoff. And back to from the 20. Back to return is Kruger and Feynman standing just inside their own 30 on the other side.
That might be a little.
And it is going to be a squibber kick, and it goes all the way out to the 48-yard line. It is picked up by Trevor Komacher. And he falls on it at about the 47-yard line. So Blue Hill is set up for success here. Field position-wise, 15 seconds to go. They're going to take over at the 46-yard line, as it turns out, of Sutton.
Good field position for the Bobcats. Mustang's going to have to dig in here now and make a stand.
Following the safety, the free kick, and now is a new quarterback in the ballgame for Blue Hill. And that new quarterback is Kyle Manns, and he hands off to Kruger. And he gets about a yard or so. So Josh Porter feeling like things are maybe under control here, giving some playing time to some reserves, unless there's an injury situation. We'll kind of eyeball that a little bit. End of the third period. We'll take a timeout here. Your score, Blue Hill 12 on a field goal, a safety, and a touchdown, and Sutton nothing. Back right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Pretty good crowd on hand.
Not bad at all. I'm not bad at all.
We got a real nice welcome, by the way. I don't know if you've mentioned that or not, but the Goodyear crop duster.
That's right.
Flying around the stadium.
Billy got that baby done before they kick the ball off. So
he's probably out here.
Crop dusting is done, so they get done by kickoff.
All right, again, Kovacher, the man's driver, the young quarterback, is in now in place of Poe. And Kovacher gets the handoff, the man who had the 50-yarder earlier. Kovacher squirts out, gets about 7 yards on the delay.
That was a broken play from the beginning. His man's kind of turned the wrong way, caught himself, gave it to Kovacher, and Kovacher bounces his way and picked up that 7 yards.
But you know what? This is a great time to have him in there. I mean, you had a 12-point lead. Your defense is playing great. He needs some seasoning, obviously, and he's getting it. You'd rather have him get the first three snaps early in the season than the end of the year when he's facing St. Cecilia.
You betcha. And Coach Porter is huge for that for Blue Hill. He had two sophomores starting tonight, and he really likes to get those underclassmen in there and get them some serious varsity playing time so that when they get to that junior-senior level, well, they've already done it. They've been there, and they know how to work it.
Yep. St. Cecilia on the docket next week for Blue Hill. They will be hosting St. Cecilia, new to C2.
You know we have that game, right?
Yeah. Handoff on the counter to the right side. Kruger's got it, and he's close to a first down, although I'm not sure if he got quite the real estate he needed. It'll bring up fourth down and very short yardage for Blue Hill. And I'm thinking they're going to go for this one. Kumke is in there now at wide out. He'd been playing all game on defense, not quite as much on the wide receiver side of things. Mann is now in at quarterback. Poe was the quarterback. And I can't see him across the field. I'm guessing he's all right. We're not talking about an injury here. But I honestly don't know for sure.
Yeah, we will probably see him on defense. I'm kind of looking for him in the I think I got my eye on him, but I can't get him to turn to see his number.
Looking for number, got number 11. Raise your hand over there. I don't see him yet, but
I think he's walking all the way to the end, going to sit down on the bench.
Yeah, and he looks fine. No, he looks fine. So I think they're just giving Kyle Mann some snaps here for Blue Hill. They're going to take out and measure. It's a fourth down coming, and they're going to measure and see exactly where. Or are they? No, they're going to. They say he got the first down, so they did move the sticks. And it'll be first down and 10 to go for Blue Hill as that broken play got enough for the first down.
Jared Kruger did a good job of that second effort and rolled his back and just pushed his way. And as long as you're going north to south, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Nathan Hilligus is in at wide out to the left side, so some reserves are getting some playing time for Blue Hill. Man, the quarterback, his flags go down here.
I think we got another encroachment. This is looks like it's going to go against Sutton. We'll see what the call is. It was called on the far side. No, it's just a sideline warning against the Bobcats. They should not move the ball. It's just a sideline warning.
Kelly Feynman is the center. He and Mann, I'm sure, work a lot in practice together. This is probably, seventh or eighth play now in game experience. And, again, we've got a little officials time out here to make sure the ball is precisely where it ought to be. Slot man to the right side is Trevor Kovacher for Blue Hill. Kumke is the wide out to the right side, and to the left is Hilligus. Two men in the backfield with Mann. Shotgun. And a tackle takes off way ahead of the count. That's Tyler Otten. So We're dealing with a little bit of communication issues here. Center moves the ball, left tackle moves himself, and it's all everybody kind of not on the same page here for Blue Hill.
These are the bugs that need to get worked out quick, and next week's going to be a huge test for the Bobcats, so they got to iron this out pretty quick. You can bet that's exactly what Coach Porter's going to be working on next week.
First down and 15 yards to go on that miscue there. Jumping offside was Devin Strasburg was not one of the starters. Now they got three wides to the left side, and they get the snap off. He works it down left side himself, looks to pass, going to get hammered. Went up, he escapes the tackle, and he's still going to get taken down at midfield. He's going to lose about eight more yards. The man has the ball originally at the 37-yard line. Now they've gone back 13 yards as a combination of penalties and miscues in the backfield add up.
and it'll be second down and 23 or 4 yards to go here with 9:28 to go in this ball game. Blue Hill is still well in command here with the pace of the game and expectations, 12-0, but Sutton has done a great job of hanging in there and showing that they're going to surprise some people this year.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that.
Let me try that again. They're going to compete with some people because I think after this, they're not going to be a surprise to anybody and say, these guys got good.
Good point.
Comacher with the handoff. No, wait, Roethlisberger with the handoff on the counter. And he squirts through for some nice yardage, but it's still a bunch to go for the first down. He gets down to about the 43-yard line.
About a 9-yard pickup.
Yeah, and it'll be third down and 15 to go from that. Keeps the clock running. Mann is still in there. Kyle Mann is still in as the quarterback for Blue Hill. He just relieved Derek Poe. Had a nice night running the ball in particular. Got 10 of the 12 points. Special teams picked up the safety. Back to pass is Mann. Firing downfield. A nice arm. Kumpke is back there, and he can't make the catch. Nice coverage back there by Sutton. That was Nels Johnson. One-on-one with Kumpke, and that was good play.
Got a handkerchief on the field here. It's going to be a face masking on the Bobcats. Oh, that's going to hurt.
Is that a face mask or a hole?
I think it was face mask.
Either way, it's not good. It's going to be more than 5 back from wherever it happened. And it's already third down and 15. 8:21 to go in this ball game. We'll have a short post-game report.
Oh, it's holding. You're right.
And then we are going to invite you to go to Classic Hits 98.9 FM for the Flat River Preps scoreboard show with Josh Geldin on the anchor. Get you queued in on all of the area teams as they come in. Stacy Johns and Merritt Lawson with the production aspect of things do a nice job of getting all the scores in as they come in now. They're going to go into punt formation. Nice snap and kick. And the punt falls dead inside the 15-yard line.
Good
job there by Blue Hill of pinning Sutton back inside their 15.
Yeah, they're trying to keep it away from Weavy.
A couple scores here. Eustace Farnham, 42, Elwood, nothing. That's after 3. Donovan Trumbull, 7-0 over Twin River after they lost to Kearney Catholic last week. No, they didn't lose to Ravenna, I'm sorry.
Okay,
28-0. Kearney Catholic did not play them. Let's see here. Hastings High, 9-6 over Adams Central after 3 still.
Wow.
Handoff this time goes to... Nope, the quarterback keeper, Sponberg keeps it with about a 5-10-yard gain there on that. He gets it outside, moving the sticks out to the 25. It'll be 1st and 10. Axtell 31, Elm Creek nothing. Hastings High 16, Adams Central 6 now, mid-4th as the scores continue to come in here. And again, after the game, we'll run through the scores and recap this one. But then on 98.9, our sister station can turn over, and it'll be an hour worth of scores, interviews, and Bob Gents from Huskerland Preps, et cetera, coming out, a few coach interviews as well. First down and about a yard gain brings up 2nd down and 9. And with the clock running at 7.5, a 12-0 lead for Blue Hill. Blue Hill couldn't capitalize on a 50-yard run by Matt Comacher. They turned the ball over on a fumble, but got a safety because they had Sutton buried in the back, deep in their own territory. Pitch to Sheridan goes right to the right side.
It's going to come back.
He gets across the 30. Penalty flags are down.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty sure it's going to be a holding call. I better be quiet. Yep, that's exactly what it was. Doesn't get much more obvious than that, but after the earlier call, I want to make sure.
I always remember, I go all the way back. I mean, no one's going to remember this but me, but like the inaugural year of Monday Night Football, and Dandy Don Meredith is on there trying to explain a penalty. And he says, I don't know what it is, but I know you're not supposed to do it.
Well, that's about as flagrant. That's about as obvious as a hold as can be.
All right. Here we go, marking the ball back all the way down to the 15-yard line. And so it'll be second down and 20 yards to go for Sutton. As now, I think really the deal here is you play smart, you play clean, and you keep it close. You don't want Blue Hill getting another one. You don't want to walk away with a 19 or 20 point deficit when you really played a lot closer than that. This has been a good ball game. Shotgun formations, shuffle pass, and now there's another penalty.
Yeah, it looked like the center snapped it and stood up, and then everybody moved.
The shuffle was going to go to Wiebe, and he had a little bit ahead of steam there, but then they whistled it, and it'll be another offensive penalty, a procedure this time, so it'll be second down and 25 yards to go.
Yeah.
So again, the thing is just play within yourself at this point. And keep it close.
Yeah,
don't do anything that's going to
give
Blue Hill another score.
I like the game plan of Coach Raymer. However, the penalties are not going to help him in practice next week.
No, not at all. All right, low snap, back to pass. Spongberg standing at the goal line, fires out. Billy's got Wiebe, and he's got a first down.
Wow, good pass.
Wiebe makes the catch at about the 39-yard line.
What a 24-yard pass. 39 is our line. Great effort. Good pass. A lot of time, and that ball had some zip on it, and Wiebe had all kinds of time to haul it down.
Sutton started this thing deep in their own territory, and now they've got it out, and they've had some problems with it. Now they swing the pass out again in the flat, this time to Sheridan as he came out of the backfield on a little circle pattern. And that wheel route nets him out another 5 or 6 yards. It'll be second down and 5 yards to go. Sutton had two drives in this game that they took 6 minutes off the clock. So that is something to build on, even though they don't have any points yet tonight. That's a full quarter that they had the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to pass. Spongberg fakes once, fires downfield. It's Johnson, and he's at the 20-yard line.
Okay. 34-yard pass completion to Andrew Sheridan.
Nels Johnson. And that'll set Sutton up in good stead, both field position-wise and scoring position-wise, as they are in what they would call the red zone here, about the 20-yard line. Back to pass in the flat. Wiebe off his fingertips. Intended for Wiebe, it was just a little bit in front of him, and he could not hang on. Bryce Wiebe has had a nice, or Reed Wiebe, I'm sorry, has a nice night going for him. Showed some talent here. There's some people to build around for this Sutton program.
Spomberg had completed 5 passes in a row up to that point.
Blue Hill's got a big one next week. Hastings St. Cecilia, you got it right here on 94.5, the Breeze. From Blue Hill, firing downfield, and Sheridan's got it inside the 5. Sheridan with a reception inside the 5, and Sutton is knocking on the door. Blue Hill coming off a pretty ugly possession. And Sutton took the ball in their end zone and tried their best to out-ugly them, and finally got it on track with a pass to Wiebe. He got the first down, and now they're looking like the wheels are back on the offense. Spongberg inside the 5-yard line will be under center. 5:09 to go in this ball game. 12-0 Blue Hill. Sutton at the door. Hand off to Seebeck. Seebeck has stood up near the line of scrimmage. I don't think he's going to get much, y'all.
He'll pick up one, maybe. That was a wall of Bobcats right there. They gave him some good progress on. He's right outside the goal line.
Sheridan checks back into the lineup at tailback. Seebeck comes back out. Hahn is the up man. He got out some yardage earlier in the ballgame. We'll see if they give it to him. Nope, it's going to be a quarterback sneak. Songberg is in, and a score. Sutton's first touchdown of the year, and it's 12-6. That drive started back at the 20-yard line.
Absolutely. And then
Sutton, and then they had penalties. So it's an 80-yard net drive, but, it's like going around they had to pay for some of that real estate twice. So an 80-yard drive, And about a one-yard plunge by Spangberg. They're going to go for two here. I formation. And Spangberg pitches. Seebeck gets into the end zone.
Got it in.
Complete the two. And it is 12-8. How about that? And so it's a four-point lead now for Blue Hill, which went conservative to the point of putting in their reserves here in the last possession. And now Sutton is making them maybe double-think that.
Yeah, absolutely. This changes the whole complexity of the game now. This is the shot in the arm that the Mustangs needed because with 4:31 to go,
it's an eternity.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Bobcats got their work cut out for them.
Now, Spangberg has really straightened up his throwing game. He had one pass in the first half, looked really, really bad. And I'm thinking maybe we got a problem here as far as the vertical passing, but he threw a couple of nice balls there. And that one to Wiebe was the one that saved the drive and got the first down there. That 20-plus yarder was right on the money. And nice hands there by Wiebe. Reed Wiebe having a nice night, junior, 185-pounder, wingback. Wood River leading Central City 42-0 in the battle of the twin coaches. Twin brothers coaching against one another for the first time ever. Wood River's coach over Central City. I know they were on the Daddy Show on our ESPN station at noon, and I'm sorry, but I forgot the gentleman's names, but I know the family was having a real crisis about how they're going to cheer. So I think they can switch sides and go Central City and try and narrow that gap.
Watch here. We got the hands team in for the podcast.
St. Cecilia has a 42-0 lead over Kearney Catholic right now. St. Cecilia, Blue Hill next week right here. Kickoff by Sutton, squib kick. It's loose, and Sutton may have it.
Got it.
Sutton has the ball on the onside kick. All that coming. Bobcats put in the hand team, but it just took that bounce, and the Mustangs get it, and what an opportunity for Sutton.
You can just feel a program turning around right here, can't you?
I mean, you really can.
Yep.
You can tell the kids have confidence in what the coaching staff has told them to do. For the most part, they've executed very well. You can't really say a hold is a lack of execution. They haven't had a lot of problems in that regard. Hahn gets the handoff and plows ahead for about 6 or 7 yards. The fullback, he's got to be close to 100 yards, doesn't he, Rob?
I've got, he's had a couple that were minimized, but I got him at about 61 now. 61 yards on 12 carries.
There's 4:10 on the clock. We're in the fourth quarter, and Blue Hill leads by four. They had a safety, and ever since then, things have gone downhill for Blue Hill. They had a bad offensive series with their reserves in there.
On again.
And then Sutton came back and scored. Hahn on the carry that time gets it close to the first down for Sutton. And it'll bring up third down and about one or two. Let's see where they spot it there as the sideline guy moves up to within about a yard of the first down sticks. Third and one for Sutton to keep this one alive and maybe put it in to take the lead. Wow, this has been a good ball game.
Absolutely.
Sheridan dots the eye. Wiebe the wing back left side. Nels Johnson wide left side. Working it down on the option. First down for the quarterback, Spangberg, inside the 28-yard line. Spangberg kept it, knew where he had to get, and then got a little more.
Good read and just a good momentum builder for the Mustangs. Spangberg could have pitched it, tucked it up, gets the first down, gets a few extra yards, and keeps this rally going for Sutton.
Tyler Keenan, the tight end, had a nice block on that one, too, for Spangberg. They're strong to the right side, and
now
the penalty marker goes down as they handed it off to Hahn, but we'll see what happened there. That looks like it might be an offensive miscue. And that has hurt Sutton on two drives earlier. They had two drives of 6 minutes, and both of those ended in tragedy offensively for Sutton. One was a fumble. And one ended up in a punt of all things. You go 6 minutes and they have to punt it away, but that was because they had a hold and a sack, and pretty soon it's third and 25, and unless you got Wiebe pulling one 26-yard pass down, that's not good. All right, it's first down, though, 15 yards to go. Spangberg under center, takes the handoff, pitch, left side,
Sheridan can't turn the corner. Nice defensive catch up there by Garrett Williams for Blue Hill. So let's not forget this Blue Hill defense. Regardless what the offense did that last time around, the Blue Hill defense has performed magnificently tonight against the team they never saw before.
Yeah, exactly. And that's huge.
They played basic, good fundamental defense, nothing flashy. Now they've got to step up here and keep these guys out in the last 2:27. Spongberg fakes, back to pass. Looking downfield. Levy has got it, and it's knocked out of his hands. Great defensive coverage there by Shane Thaman of Blue Hill. He upended Levy as he was coming down with the ball. Otherwise, that was first and goal inside the five.
Levy had that ball wrapped up and was just beginning to tuck it away, and Thaman had a good hit on him and made a great defensive play for the Bobcats.
There's that Blue Hill defense. Heads up and a nice hit there. I mean,
again,
a spectacular hit.
That pass from Spomberg right on the money. That was exactly where it needed to be.
These are two teams that look toe-to-toe. Spongberg under center. Back to pass. Looks in the flat. Weeby. And he's knocked out of his hands. Again, a nice defensive play there. Garrett Sharp that time put his hand in there and almost stepped in front of the receiver. He could have gone the other way. So, again, a nice defensive play. It's fourth down now and 15 yards to go. The ball is spotted at about the 34-yard line.
Bobcats wanted offensive pass interference call because of the push from the receiver right at the end, and the ball batted back. Not going to get the call.
All right, Sutton's going to go for it here. This is a ball game, basically, unless there's some turnovers. Shotgun, back to pass. Spongberg looking long. He's got a man out there, and it's overthrown.
We got a flag. This is going to be a holding call.
Sheridan was the intended receiver. Nels Johnson was in the area. But Comacher and Derek Poe were back there on defense. And it was overthrown. Flag is down on the field.
This is possible that there could be a lineman downfield, too. We'll see what the interpretation on this is going to be. Regardless,
it's going to be a hold. It's going to be against.
Oh,
wow.
See that coming.
Uh-uh.
That is a breath of life for Sutton. It won't be enough for the first down, but if they were going to go for it on fourth and real long,
you got to say that
they may give them first down on this.
Well, it depends on what the penalty is. Whether there's, of course, I don't think at the college or high school level there's any automatics, are there?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, does improve the field position. Instead of fourth and 15, it's going to be fourth and five. Fourth and five, what a big play that was in terms of the penalty, in terms for improving Sutton's chances of a conversion here. Blue Hill needs to hold. 2:05 to go. Sutton down by four. Spongberg under center. Pitch. Right side. Quarterback. Halfback option. Complete to Jackson. Touchdown. Sutton. Now Johnson smacked down the field.
Seabeck.
On the option pass. And there you go. They tried the dipsy doodle earlier with a hook and lateral, but this was an option and not really that flashy. It just was well executed. Now Blue Hill is down 14-12, and here come the regulars back, my guess, in the next series. Spongberg under center, they'll go for two again. On the reverse, coming around the other way, the big tight end got in! In the end zone!
Flag is down.
Tyler Keenan, who had that nice block earlier for Spongberg, took the reverse, got it in, but there is a penalty marker on the field. Now, what happens if you are penalized offensively on an extra point? It just isn't good.
It isn't
right?
Good, yeah, exactly.
Unless it's a defensive penalty, it'll just be a 14-12 ball.
It must be a defensive penalty, or they wouldn't be talking about it.
Well, you don't know.
It'll be interesting.
You're right.
No,
it's against Sutton, so that just means. I wouldn't think they get to try it again, do they?
Maybe they do.
Okay, well, Sutton will get another chance at it, despite the fact that it was an offensive penalty
on the special teams two-point attempt.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
It is.
All right, now we're going to go for the single point. The kicker for Sutton, the place kicker, is Justin Hale. Sponberg kneels outside the 15, and the kick is up. It's going to be wide to the left side. So that is still a 14-12 ball game. So Sutton now has come back. They have come back from a 12-point deficit, leading it now 14-12. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. KLIQ FM, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, Game of the Week, Blue Hill, and Sutton. We're glad we're here. We're glad you're along. We'll be right back in a half minute.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, what a game. All right, Blue Hill's got it back. They have got, or they're going to get it back. They have got to get 2 points quickly. 2 points in about 2 minutes. Yeah, exactly. A minute 59 on the clock.
There's time.
Sutton is about to pull a huge upset in game one of the 2010 season. Squibber kick. Be handled this time by Thaman back at the 20, the 25, 30, and stopped at the 35-yard line. It looks like a penalty. Did the penalty flag get thrown in there?
I didn't see it.
I don't think so. Okay. I thought it was. Might have just been the crop duster going low again. Just kidding. First down, and Blue Hill has the ball. Yeah. Let's see who we got in here for Blue Hill. It is Derek Poe back in.
Poe's coming back in.
Court is back in. Gut check for the Bobcats. And so the first stringers are back in. Josh Porter pulled his first stringers in the last offensive series for Blue Hill. It did not go well. Poe, swing pass out in the flat. Kruger's got it, trying to make something out of nothing, and he gets to the yardage out to the 45 near midfield for Blue Hill. So the senior classmates are trying to take command here and bring Blue Hill back to where they think they ought to be, which is ahead of Sutton. But they're down by two right now, 14-12. Sutton with a brand new coach and apparently a brand new system and attitude that has kept them in this ball game until now, and now ahead in this ball game. 14-12, minute 45 to go. It was 10-0 Blue Hill at half. A little bit ago, it was 12-0 Blue Hill. And now it's 14-12 Sutton. Shotgun, pole, handoff. And Thaman's got it. He gets down inside the 45-yard line. That was Shane Thaman in at running back for the first time and taking the first running play for the first time tonight for the Bobcats. That keeps the clock running, though. And it's inside a minute and a half.
That's a good run for Shane Thaman to pick up 8 yards. Kind of long, gives the Bobcats a one opportunity to maybe throw this ball downfield.
They need a first down to stop the clock. Minute 12. Poe, shotgun. Two men in the backfield. Option, right side. Thaman cuts back. He's got the first down. That'll stop the clock. They'll move the chains quickly. Minute one to go on the clock. Blue Hill trying to come back.
A minute one to go. This is going to come down to it. My defense got to be digging in. They clearly have the momentum, but the Bobcats very experienced in these situations. Deep runs into the playoffs, and this is where it all starts right here.
Now whistle blows. I think we're going to have a timeout on the field from the referee.
I think we have a helmet problem or the
helmet issue. Okay.
Yeah. Equipment check here. Going to be interesting, I'll tell you that.
First down and 10. Blue Hill, as if you're just joining us, had crept ahead, and I mean that. It was 0-0 at the end of one. Blue Hill got a field goal early in the second. They added a touchdown late in the second. Had a 10-0 lead, then a 12-0. And now a pitch goes to Kruger, and he's stopped in the backfield.
Watch for the timeout here.
Now the clock is at 35 seconds to go. A timeout is called by Josh Porter of Blue Hill. Let's reset this whole thing because Blue Hill with a 12-0 lead after they got a safety. And Blue Hill could not capitalize on a 50-yard run by Matt Komacher. They turned the ball over inside the 5-yard line of Sutton. Sutton got the ball back way deep in their own territory. Couldn't do anything with it. And the punt was not even afforded because the center snapped the ball over the punter's head, and that was a safety for Blue Hill. So it was 12-0 Blue Hill. And that was way back with a minute 42 to go in the third. They're putting some time back on the clock. So from that time, Blue Hill sat with his 12-point lead, put in his reserves on offense, and Sutton came back with two scores. One touchdown and a 2-point conversion, and another touchdown with a failed 1-point conversion after they got a penalty on the two. And it is still the same as two full scores, 14-12. And Blue Hill now try to come back with 35 seconds to go. Fire downfield. Cookie's got the ball at the 20-yard line. Touchdown, Blue Hill, at the 21-yard line as the Bobcats try to take this one away from Sutton.
Nice, 20-yard pass.
I tell you what, though, Sutton hangs on. This place is going to go bazonkers.
Oh, you betcha.
Bazonkers.
You betcha.
Paul Thaman in the backfield with him. Trips wide to the right side. Kumpke wide right. Back to pass. Poe fires. Got a man. Knocked out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. Completing the pass to Komacher, Trevor Komacher, 160-pound junior. Keeps the drive alive and picks up actually a pretty good distance, about 7 yards, not five. So it'll be second down and three. But there's only 12 yards to go. They've got nowhere to go but the end zone. They've got to be popping for the end zone. 12 seconds to go.
12 seconds. They got second down. They got three good plays to do it if they can make the timing work.
So defensively, I'm glad I'm not the Sutton coach.
More time,
I have no idea how to guess on this one.
They're going to put 2 more seconds on the clock.
So if it's just inside 15 seconds to go, no matter what, second down, they're still way back out at the 12-yard line. So what do? You drop back and you cover that end zone, you rush the passer, you go all out on a blitz. What do you do?
Yeah, I tell you, you're going against the Bobcats. They've got a lot of tools in that bag of tricks of the coach quarters.
As conservative as Blue Hill is on the overall, they have had some occasions where they've been wide open on their offense.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
very, very versatile, oh, yeah. depending on the personnel. That's a credit to the coaching staff. Shotgun. Poe back in at quarterback. Takes the snap. Thaman gets the handoff, and he'll get off the line of scrimmage. 9:08 to go. Timeout taken by Blue Hill. With 6.9 seconds on the scoreboard clock, Blue Hill calls a timeout. I think their last one of the ball game. I don't know. They don't keep timeouts on the scoreboard. That makes me crazy. But anyhow, it's third down and about a yard to go. That doesn't make any difference because they have got to get pay dirt on this one. Or
more time going back on the clock. They're going to put 2 more seconds.
They want 10 seconds. No, they want nine seconds on the clock. He wants 9 seconds on the clock. We have 6.9 on the clock. Wow. Wow. 9 seconds on the clock. Some fans are talking Big 12 championship.
Yeah, exactly right here. In week one.
Yeah. We're not in Jerry World here. All right. Timekeeper next door to us is not a happy guy.
No.
They don't like to be contradicted.
We'll see.
9 seconds on the clock now. Blue Hill probably the last play of the ball game here, unless it's a quick incompletion, which they don't want anyhow.
No, they're going to go for the kick. They're going to kick the field goal.
13-12, they're going to try a field goal of 30 yards.
That's why
the kneel is at the 20-yard line, plus 10 for the end zone. A 30-yard field goal is going to be attempted here by Thaman, and now Sutton is going to try and cool him off.
Thramer was warming up today. We were watching him hit it from 25 yards.
Okay, so what you need is you need no offside. You need a good snap, a good hold, and a good follow-through on this kick. Thramer has been very close to being too wide to the right. What's that? Is that a slice in golf? I'm not a golfer. He's been slicing to the right.
Slicing, yeah.
Otherwise, he's hooking. But he's slicing a little bit to the right here tonight. So he needs to think about that. And you Blue Hill Bobcat fans at home, I'm not trying to do anything other than kind of give you the lay of the land. Yeah.
How big was that stop on the two-point conversion?
Oh, yeah.
That's moving heavy now.
What a deal. That was a penalty.
Here we go.
Right. Again, the holder is Parker Trumbull, a backup quarterback. His knee is on the 20-yard line of Sutton.
Last time the snap was high.
We've got another timeout taken.
Yeah. We're going to ice him again.
And this time it's fun. Now, at some levels, again, you can't do that. But at high school, you can't.
Yeah.
So he's going to take another timeout. And so we will keep you in suspense here for the time being. Again, if you're just joining us, boy, what a great ball game this has been for a couple of different reasons. Sutton has a brand new coach. They've won 4 games in the past 2 years, going against Blue Hill, which is developing a tremendous heritage, not just current success, but heritage.
Exactly.
5 years running in the playoffs, state champions in 2008. We were fortunate enough to be at Memorial Stadium and call that one. We've seen this team and really gotten familiar with them. Great defense and an offense that takes advantage of the people that Coach Josh Porter has. Meeting this Sutton team with the new coach who has 109-54 record, so successful coming into this deal. And, boy, I tell you what, this has been way beyond our expectations as far as the matchup tonight.
Here we go.
All right, here we go again. I don't think they're going to ice them anymore. I don't think they can. Holder is kneeling at the 20-yard line. This is for the Marbles. Good snap. Kick is up. And kick is good for Blue Hill. He has a 15-14 lead with 2.7 seconds to go on the clock.
Absolutely incredible. And that one hugged that right crossbar. That was clutch. That was a clutch kick by a young man, Matt Thramer. To punch that through the uprights and...
Well, you know, Trimble gets credit, and he should. But the center, the line,
the holder, everybody.
This has got to be literally like a Swiss clock. You don't realize that because you think it's all the kicker. Sometimes the kicker is the guy that gets, like, the quarterback too much credit, not enough. But all of the Blue Hill special teams,
here's what I saw. I saw the Mustangs come out, and they were a little apprehensive, like, okay, we got to stop this. You watch the Bobcats break the huddle and come up, and they marched and they walked up with confidence. Didn't run to the line, didn't drag or hesitate. They purposefully went up there, held their position, got the snap, got the kick, got the points, and have the lead.
Well, now, you know, no successful coach is going to say there's moral victories, and this is, I'm not saying this is, but, you know, next to a victory, this is pretty good showing.
Yeah, this is Sutton I'm talking about.
Yeah, this sets the stage for and Blue Hill probably would have done a couple of things differently. Thramer gives it a ride. Sheridan picks it up at the 5 on the kickoff. Back to the 25. Dancing around. He's going to be pushed all the way back to the 16-yard line. They're still on his feet as he lateraled off. Now they're trying to lateral around all of the California Golden Bears of a decade or two ago. It ain't going to work. And that is the ball game. It is an exciting 15-14 win on a Matt Thramer field goal with 2.7 seconds to go on the clock. Blue Hill prevails by a point over Sutton, a team that's been in the playoffs 5 years in a row, a team that won the state championship 2 years ago. Barely a one-point win over Sutton, which with a new coach had won only 2 games last year and 2 games the year before.
I think you hit it right on the head. This is a win for both programs. This shows that Blue Hill has the confidence. They can come back from being behind and can punch it in. I don't think the Bobcats were looking past the Mustangs. I don't think they took them lightly. I think they just got overwhelmed by a team that Coach Thramer put together that just threw a curve into the game plan.
Well, I sensed the same thing maybe
Coach Porter did for Blue Hill, and that is I sensed that the pace of the game was such that a 12-0 lead might do it.
Right.
And so he went in and said, well, I'm going to put some guys in, get some playing time. That was not a good move because it sacrificed a drive there, sacrificed field position, and put Les Sutton back in the ball game.
About the third quarter, you and I were pretty much saying that the Bobcats got this game wrapped up under control because it certainly looked it. And, boy, the Mustangs were not going to let that happen. Credit them. Hats off to Coach Rim for doing such a fantastic job. He is going to turn this program.
It's believing in the new coach. It's executing the system. And Sutton did very, very well tonight. Blue Hill by a point, 15-14. We'll take a couple-minute timeout here, regroup. We'll be back to recap the story statistically on The Breeze, 94.5 FM's High School Game of the Week.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Stop in today at Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G and Subway for ultra clean Phillips 66 gas, snacks, cold drinks, and more. Use the 3G brushless car wash and eat fresh from Subway. Good luck to all the Sutton teams from Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G and Subway, right on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the postgame report here. We're going to have a short postgame report here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Let me give you a few scores here. Blue Hill just survived Sutton 15-14. We'll give you that wrap up here, but here's a couple of other scores. Adams Central was trailing Hastings High 16-12, and then they came back. Adams Central 18, Hastings High 16, and late in the game, Adams Central missed the extra point, made it 18-16, and then late in the game, with about 2:10 to left, the Patriots got an INT, and with less than 3 minutes to go, have possession, and were trying to run the game clock out there. So Hastings High trying for an upset there, didn't apparently get it. We'll see. Kearney High 19, Lincoln East 7. That is a final. Grand Island is leading Omaha Bryant 48-0. No, that's a final now. Donovan Trumbull 14, Twin River 2. That's a final. Aurora did beat McCook 36-0. That's a that's a fourth quarter. Aurora leading McCook 36-18. Let me see what else I can give you here on other area scores. And I invite you to. If you want to score right in home tonight, it's 98.9 FM. We'll have the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show with Josh Sheldon. That'll be coming up here between 9:30 and 10 o'clock for a full hour of scores and interviews. Bob Jansen from Huskerland Prep, who always is very knowledgeable in high school sports, always visiting a couple of the games of interest. We'll have some comments from him, I'm sure. That game between Wood River and Central City, 42-0. Central City trailing Wood River. That was the twin brothers who were coaches at their respective schools.
St. Cecilia had a 42-0 lead and a final now on Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia 42, Kearney Catholic nothing. We're going to talk here about a great game between Blue Hill and Sutton. Statistically, Rob Osmond will have the individual stats for you. The Blue Hill Bobcats, around their coach, are walking off the field now, knowing that a couple of things happened tonight. They got tested tonight, and they've got a big test next week against Hastings St. Cecilia, a game that we're going to be privileged to do at Blue Hill next week. The Bobcats hosting the Blue Hawks, and Blue Hawks, of course, dropping down to C2. With a lot of expectations on their plate. You know, is that good? Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? I mean, there's a lot of people say they're going to go 13-0 and take the C2.
Well, this is going to be what we're going to be talking about, the fact that as soon as they announced that St. Cecilia was going to go down to C2, and that schedule came out, this was the game that everybody pointed to on the schedule next week. So that'll be a fun one.
All right, let's recap what happened here and let Rob do the individual stats, and then we'll let you go to the prep scoreboards. It was an uneventful first period. Everybody playing toe-to-toe, punts exchange. It was just into the second period of play that after a 60-yard drive, Blue Hill could not put the ball into the end zone, but they did put it through the uprights, and Matt Thamer had the first of, Thramer had at first of three. Thramer had the first of two three-pointers. See, that there's real quick. Thramer put it through there and had a 17-yard field goal, and it was a 3-0 lead with 10:33 to go in the second period. And then as they closed out the first half, Blue Hill scored on a Derek Poe 41-yard run. Nice athletic run, stretched it out into the end zone. It was 10-0 Blue Hill. Until the third quarter, when after bracketed fumbles, the Blue Hill Bobcats got the ball, and almost after a 50-some yard run by Matt Comacher, almost scored on Sutton. Sutton recovered a fumble, which was a mixed blessing because they kept the touchdown out, but they couldn't get the punt off. The center with a high snap shot it through the end zone, and it was a two-point safety for Blue Hill. So it's a 12-0 ball game. And Blue Hill begins to put reserves in on their offense in the ensuing kick, which was a free kick. And nothing happened there. That was a punt. They exchanged punts, and Blue Hill came back again with their reserves and could do nothing. Sutton took the ball from deep in their own end zone and had an 80-yard drive, and that is an 80-yard linear drive, but with some penalties and some setbacks. Actually had to achieve more than that. In fact, they saved the drive on a 35-yard pass completion to Wiebe from Spongberg, the quarterback. And that resulted in a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and in a 12-8 ball game. Sutton got the ball back. Another touchdown, failed a two-point conversion that time, failed point conversion because they had a penalty on the two-point, and it remained 14-12. Blue Hill gets the ball back. Blue Hill puts the first team back in. They're able to move the ball down into relative field goal territory. Relative being the term. Matt Thramer called upon again for a long field goal. After three timeouts, one timeout taken by the Blue Hill coach, two timeouts taken by the Sutton coaching staff to ice him, ball at the 20-yard line, snap is perfect, kick is up and good, 15-14, scoreboard flips over to 2.7 seconds on the clock, and Blue Hill escapes with a one-point win. What a great ball game.
What a way to start the year, I'm telling you that.
I tell you what, sometimes this is a pace setter. Sometimes we can tell. And if this is anything like what the 2010 season is going to be, I'm glad we're here.
We've got some good games on tap, and boy, again, a great way to get it started. Here's how the individual numbers broke up for Sutton. They end up with 291 total yards, 171 by ground, 120 by air, and that really turned around in the second half. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, they come up with 206 yards running and 59 yards passing, so they come out on the bottom side of the passing category but make up for it via the run. For Sutton on the ground, Lance Spongberg carries the ball 11 times for only 37 yards. Dustin Hahn really picked it up
for the Mustangs. Fine-looking fullback, carries the ball 13 times for 64 yards. Andrew Sheridan runs 8 times and gets 31 yards on the game. And Trey Sebick, who threw the touchdown pass that caught the Blue Hill Bobcats off guard, he runs 5 times for 11 yards. Wiebe racks up 28 yards on 4 carries. Via the air, Spomberg throws a 8 for 12 and nets about 109 yards. Give the last 11 to Sebeck, and Trey Sebeck threw the 11-yard halfback touchdown pass, and or makes the catch rather, and it was actually it was thrown by Sebeck, that's right, and caught by Nell Johnson. So there you have that for Sutton. For the Bobcats, good run. Derek Poe carried the ball 5 times, got 66 yards, had a nice 41-yard touchdown run in the first half. Trent Komacher carries the ball 10 times, picks up 98 yards unofficially. Jared Kruger runs 9 times for 37 yards. And then Kyle Manns came in and actually got minus 6 yards for the Bobcats, but he was sacked that one time that lost 8 yards, which will result in that negative number for him. And then just some good all-around passing by Derek Poe. He was 4 for 6 on the night. Really had to come alive there in that last half as 4 for 6 on passing, 59 yards via the air. Just an all-around solid fun. Jared Kruger has the lion's share of the catches for the Bobcats. He picks up 32 yards via the air. And here you have just a fine ball game and a great way to start the season.
Here's another final, by the way. Adams Central 24, Hastings 16, and Pleasanton over Amherst 28-6. Again, you can either keep it here on the Breeze 94.5 for more music coming up in just a moment, or switch to 98.9 Classic Hits KKPR for the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show, the remainder of the postgame broadcast there, and then the scoreboard show for a full hour with Josh Jeldon and company. Golly, I'll tell you what, you and Mike will pick a lot of these ball games. We're going to do that next week. They had these bleached chicken bones. They sit there and they read tea leaves. And when they came up with Blue Hill Sutton, nobody thought this was going to be any kind of a ball game. Boy, were we wrong. Fantastic Sutton fans. You made a good choice in the coach, I think. And Blue Hill, you're never too off the beam with Josh Porter. So yeah. We'll see next week. Next week, it is Sutton at Tri-County. Tri-County lost last week. I don't know what they're doing this week yet. And Hastings St. Cecilia comes to Blue Hill. We'll have that one on the Breeze 94.5. So for Rob Osmond and Brad Beam, our producer back in the studio, Craig Ecker here. Thanks so much for joining us. Great ball game. Again, the final score, Blue Hill 15, Sutton 14. Your local sport.